to hear from me that I love them and that I wish them well in their future endeavors. Don't forget that... I need direction.
The natives.
Don't forget that the natives... And that's the Ticket Ticker. I'm Gordon Keith for Sports Radio 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
You could strike radio gold in a segment or during a Ticket Ticker, so never turn away from rubbernecking the wreck that is Reliant Air Conditioning White Elephant Day. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, The Diamond Factory, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right, that'll do it. Thank you, Donovan Lewis, DJ Ringenberg, Justin Montemayor, Gordon Keith, for all being a part of a wonderful morning presentation.
That just goes by too fast.
It was great. I'm glad that we've already won White Elephant Day.
Yeah, that's true.
It was amazing.
We've already been given the award of winning White Elephant Day.
That's right. We won it. Donnie, celebrate. We won it.
He's just trying to get food.
Now you got me on a backdoor Santa kick. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I'm trying to figure out the musicians that played on it.
Yeah, now we know the Black Crowes did a version. The Midday Crew is here. Bob Sturm.
Hey now.
Craig Miller.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Matt McLaren. Sean Bass.
Look.
Baldy.
Yeah, we need you to do that ticket stock.
I got so many ticket stock numbers being thrown at me. There's like, it's the whole concert's going to be me. Do you really want that to happen?
Yes.
Sure, you absolutely. Just,
the number one, yes. you have to do.
Finally live.
2.5 hours straight. It's Bob Sturm.
But you have to do the Hulk song in full Hulk regalia. The opener song, whatever it is.
I'm a real American?
You have to do that. And you have to dress as Hulk.
I don't know if I can pull off his outfit.
You dressed as Yoda one time.
That was a mistake, and you know it.
God, that was so funny. He was wearing this latex Yoda mask.
Like a Jedi
and
robe.
And he couldn't breathe.
No, it was...
He couldn't breathe, and it was real hot out there. It was like a summer bash or something like that.
We thought, what if we did a summer bash at Sundance Square?
He was singing U2, I think. Bad by U2, sung by Yoda. And Bob would try to inhale, and the whole mask would go in his mouth. So all of a sudden, you would look like it would be AIDS Yoda all of a sudden when he would inhale because he'd get sunken cheeks and he couldn't breathe. And Bob almost passed out. It was great.
Still can't.
If you
so, Craig, the saddest part of the entire morning was at 5:28 a.m. And I look over and Gordon is pouring a Coke into some vessel.
And goblet.
In
my
one
morning
hand,
show goblet.
In the other hand was a Little Debbie's double snack cake.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just...
So he went healthy this morning?
Yeah, he did.
You ate a Little Debbie's at 5:28.
And I was searching for my cigarettes.
Yes.
Who got my soft pack?
But
Somebody got my soft pack.
It looked like old school radio guy that was mixing, like,
breakfast.
Pouring booze into his drink at 5:30 in the morning after a rough night or whatever.
Can do whatever I want.
It was awesome.
As we've always said, he has the diet of an 8-year-old. Coke, Little Debbie's, whipped cream.
Someone once said to me that I eat every meal like it's my birthday. That's one of the greatest
That's
lines.
Perfect.
I just love that.
By the way, we got a text this morning from Matt Birmingham, who is not part of White Elephant. He's on vacation this week, and he's in Las Vegas. And so it's 5:30 in the morning, and we were doing, I can't remember what segment we were talking about, and Matt texted, and I was like, oh, wow, Matt's up right now. And then I'm like, wait, it's 3:30 in Las Vegas right now, and Matt was awake.
So he hadn't gone to bed. He was...
No, he had gone to bed. He woke up to hear White Elephant.
Wow.
Yes. As I think he was going camping or something like that, but it was just the most...
Who goes to Las Vegas to go camping?
Dude.
Do you think the wife was super pumped that he's waking up to hear White Elephant at 3:30 in the morning?
No, I do not.
This Matt guy sounds like a dedicated listener, like really loyal. We should get him a job up here. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's worked here for about a decade now.
Yeah, Craig doesn't know that.
Matt.
Yes,
Craig's
that.
Very disconnected.
So he's so into White Elephant that he wakes up to hear it. But he's also so not into White Elephant that he schedules a trip during.
Yeah.
Yes.
He could have been here today.
Yeah. He says, okay. He says, I got up here in Death Valley to support my bros to see if y'all had anything. But y'all don't, so I'm going back to bed.
Wow. That's rude.
Yeah. So maybe he's doing a little two-day camping venture and then going to Vegas. He's, well, Bob and I have talked about this, and Davey, like, he's the least Vegas guy ever to spend a week in Vegas.
Besides me.
No, he's worse than you. Because at least you have
interested in sports and stuff. He's sports
guy. You have a gambling problem.
I am interested in sports. I don't have a gambling problem.
It's low level. It's quiet, but you definitely have a problem.
Underlying gambling problem.
All right, so our crew knocked it out of the park.
Okay.
Your crew is Bob and Junes, obviously. Who else is on your crew?
We have Matt McLaren.
Okay.
We have Sean Bass.
Okay.
We have Ryan Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Travis Mejia.
Okay.
And we have, that's it, right?
Yep.
That's it.
Six. We have six to cover 5 hours.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
The longest shift of White Elephant
lineup. You're used to
that?
You're used to that every day?
The rumors are the press is calling us this potentially the funniest White Elephant combo ever assembled.
Yes. Interesting.
The midday show.
Yes. We're going to address that.
Press gets things wrong sometimes.
At 10:15.
Mm-hmm.
The funny man.
We'll address that right out of the gate. Okay.
All right. Well, you guys have a great one. Look forward to it. We'll be listening.
Bye, White Elephant.
Yay. Thank you.
We love you.
Thank you, Creighton.
Yeah, Creighton, good job.
Creighton,
we know there's a lot of stress. And
it's all good. Appreciate
stuff
you, boys.
Like that. Good job. Sure. Cray.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit driveezmd.com to get yours today.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What comes to mind when you hear the word gratitude? Maybe it's a daily practice, or maybe it feels hard to be grateful right now. Don't forget to give yourself some thanks by investing in your well-being. BetterHelp is the largest online therapy provider in the world, connecting you to qualified professionals via phone, video, or message chat. Let the gratitude flow. Visit BetterHelp, HELP.com/allstar today to get 10% off your first month.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at VaxAssist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $33.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336, 800-444-9336, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. 800-444-9336.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from driveezmd.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your easy pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your easy pass account. There, you just saved money with easy pass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your easy pass at driveezmd.com.
would you do if your online store converted 36% more shoppers? You could take 36% more vacation.
Another pina colada?
Yes, please.
Open a new retail location with 36% more square feet.
Fantastic.
Hire 36% more help.
You're hired and you're hired.
Shopify has the world's best converting checkout, up to 36% better than other e-commerce platforms. What you do with those extra sales is up to you. Switch to Shopify today at shopify.com/Westwood1 and get a $1 trial. Shopify.com/Westwood1.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Sweet Deals has an offer that can't be beat. Get instant access to Microsoft Office Home plus Business for Windows or Mac for only $39.99. This is a lifetime license valued at $219, an 82% savings. Supply is limited, so don't delay. Get your sweet deal today at sweetdeals.com.
Nine out of 10 Americans are exhausted by our political divisions. Are you one of them?
This country's been through so much. Its people has been through so much. Why can't we fix this?
We're called to love one another. It can't be, I reject you as a person.
One Small Step pairs people with different beliefs, not to debate politics, but to have a conversation about their lives. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your easy pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your easy pass account. There, you just saved money with easy pass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your easy pass at DriveEasyMD.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Useful Idiots, an informed and irreverent podcast with journalist Aaron Mate and podcast writer Katie Halper. Join Matt and Katie as they examine important news stories that have slipped through the cracks. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow. Nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Talkville. Join co-stars Tom Welling, Clark Kent, and Michael Rosenbaum, Lex Luthor, as they revisit Smallville, the iconic TV series that changed the way you look at Superman, one of America's favorite superheroes. Enjoy wherever you listen.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and we want to make it even better with $1,000 towards your winter wish list. Use it for holiday shopping, holiday travel, a Clark Griswold-style holiday display, or treat yourself. Enter this national contest on our website for a chance to fulfill your winter wish list.
The Ticket Ticker.
All right, time for your ticker and time for your annual craft beer ticker. You all know and love, since this is my bit, I have absolutely nothing else to offer. Let's shine the light on our local craft beer community. This Saturday at Pegasus City Brewing in downtown Dallas, they'll be hosting a holiday parade watch party at 8 a.m., followed by photos with Santa. But if you prefer the Grinch instead, both Hoppensting and Grapevine and Tufts and McKinney are offering pictures with the Grinch at noon this Saturday. Now, we all know and appreciate the greatness of Lakewood's Temptress Stout, and this Saturday, be excited because it is the release of their 2024 Bourbon Barrel Aged version at the brewery in Garland. Got a couple of big anniversaries this weekend as well. White Rock Ale House, one of the really good breweries in the area, celebrating their 7th year anniversary. They'll have live music with that as well. Party kicks off at 11. That's at their original location there off Gaston. One of the newer breweries in the area, Jack of All, down in the Bishop Arts District, will be celebrating their 1 year anniversary, and they are releasing their Abbey Normal Belgian Quad. Sounds tasty. And don't forget, next week, is a big one because coming up next Thursday, the 20th anniversary of Rahr & Sons in Fort Worth. They've been doing it for two decades, so congrats to them. And of course, next Saturday, the 14th, the fifth year anniversary of Odd Muse and Farmers Branch. So congratulations all around. A lot of great beer events happening around the area this month. Get up, support local if you get a chance. I'm Matt McLaren. That's my bit, and that is your Ticket Ticker.
Ticker's brought to you by Texas Rangers and InterHealth, along with Premier Gun Show. It's the original Fort Worth Gun Show this weekend, only at the Will Rogers Memorial Center. Don't be confused. It's the biggest in Texas with over 1,200 tables of guns, knives, ammo, and supplies. Go to fortworthgunshow.com for more info.
Beers, Bass, Bob, Baldy, and Craig and Travis. We're on such a roll for Reliant Air Conditioning White Elephant Day. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, The Diamond Factory, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
And now we all defer to each other.
Why this song? Anticipating a dangerous 5 hours ahead?
Indeed. To be fair, Travis told me to play it, so look to him.
It's a great song.
Roll over on me quick.
Is boy, it? Creighton absolutely oh, no will doubt. Sell out.
You hear that synthesizer?
So fast.
Just on that one.
No, yesterday you did it to DJ.
Oh, you're right. Well, now,
nice,
I'll tell you what. You'll know when I play a song of mine. I'll promise you that.
You know what? I'm taking my thank you back for reading that sponsor, you big jerk.
All right, well, we're off to a nice start here, as you can tell. It is the Tickets White Elephant. Big day, our annual. June's how many years?
Well, that's a good question. I bet we've been doing this for 25 of our 30 years.
Yeah, I would. I'd be very interested in the historical record on some of these things.
Early aughts, I believe.
Okay,
I remember being in college listening. Yes,
22 maybe.
It's been
a while. Yeah,
23 somewhere in there.
I have no idea, and I'm not positive our record keeping department would be able to answer a lot of those questions. We don't have the Elias Sports Bureau for ticket events.
Getting reports from the Catman 07-08, around there.
Oh, well, there it is.
A lot later than I thought.
So 17 years, perhaps.
All right. So it's the 17th annual Ticket White Elephant, and this is your midday crew. Now, do I feel like every time I do a ticket event, and Kat will certainly be in your ear about this, there is a list of people we must thank coming in and out of breaks, perhaps. I don't know.
I see here it's the Reliant Air Conditioning White Elephant.
Of course it is, Baldy.
Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration and the Diamond Factory.
That is awesome. I like diamonds, hair, and air conditioning.
They're the best.
The top three right there.
It's the tent poles of our society.
Big fan.
Is that the order you like them into?
I'd probably put AC number one.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
man, I'd go diamonds two and probably hair three.
Diamonds over hair, huh?
Yeah, I could do without hair completely.
Really?
Yeah.
Not me, man.
Yeah, I think I'd take the hair.
Not me. If we were all born originally without hair and it never existed, it wouldn't be weird and it'd be much easier.
Kind of all born pretty bald.
Well, I will say this.
Yeah, like that.
I would.
But we last that way.
Okay.
I would just point this out that this is Craig Jr. Miller to my left as you look at your radio dial.
Hello.
I see Matt McLaren to my right as
Hi,
you
Bob.
Look at your radio dial, and I see Sean Bass straight in front of me.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, Craig, Matt, and Sean. Now, I mentioned you four, or this quartet that I would include myself in, as the exact same crew that we had last year on Ticket White Elephant. Now, we've had some alterations, as I see Travis over there.
Hello.
Looking extremely handsome and accommodating in the producer's chair. And then equal in handsomeness is Baldy himself.
First time anybody has said that.
Appreciate well, I think it's probably the Stars sweatshirt and hat.
Yes.
Man, you are.
We're walking billboard.
Extremely Stars today.
And somehow married, these. Baldy.
Yes.
As a proper member of a flagship station of a hockey team.
Wearing black for Sagan.
Oh, buddy.
4 to 6. We're playing hurt today. That
Sorry
was
about
tough.
That.
4 to 6 months.
That is tough, man.
I can't even pronounce the injury that he has that's getting repaired.
So what are the odds we would run the exact same crew back, Junior? Like, so, in 17 years, has this ever happened in White Elephant Day?
Well, we had a little text exchange going, Bob and I did the other night. We were talking about some bits for White Elephant.
Just a truckload of bits. Yeah.
And we also had another email chain with everybody on the crew. And I texted Bob, and I said, because some of the bits and the pairings and the teammates all felt the same. So I texted Bob, did we all have this exact same shift last year? Mm-hmm. And Bob responded, I feel like it. And I said, seems like the same crew that we had last White Elephant. And then Bob sends me the lineup, and sure enough, it's the same crew pretty much.
We did mornings last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had forgot. I thought we were middays same crew, but we did mornings last year. And so that led to a lot of discussion.
Yeah, so either we could take that as, because the P1s voted on this one, right? This was, I feel like maybe last year we had team captains, or maybe that was the year before. I don't know. It's all running together. We're all getting old. Our memories are not getting better. But the point is, either we take it as the ultimate compliment that they're like, man, chef's kiss, perfection, keep it like that, lock it in, sign everybody to lifetime contracts. This is what we want to hear. Or the more cynical view would be that they wanted the rant in morning and afternoon drive in some form or fashion, handpicked what they assumed to be the dream teams of comedy, both going to work and coming home from work, and then shoving the rest of us all in the middle in the longest shift.
Seems a little counterintuitive to put everybody that you don't like as much in the same spot.
The non-dream team.
And you know, again, it does require some self-reflection and a look in the mirror and say, man, is that what they think of us?
I thought about it. I thought about it last night.
Okay.
And I, at least in terms of the show that I am on.
Yes.
Normally. I understand it.
As
because,
do I.
Because Gordon has the funny voices and talks about breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
And George talks about funny mascots and hot dogs. And I do book reviews on books about poverty in America and teenage addiction to social media.
Yes.
So
that's not funny.
Which of the three is the least funny?
Yeah. Well, I would like to say I'm in a similar boat, Junes, except I guess I'm attempting to reason why Dak Prescott getting a contract is actually not the worst idea I've ever heard. And then he has the type of season he has. And then the other two guys are just killing it. And so, you know, just in general, it might be that we are not considered the funniest people on our shows. Now, I don't want to speak for, I mean, Sean, if you feel like you are the funniest guy on your show.
I mean, it's either me or Mino. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Monty is the comedy on our show, and that's why he was put in the morning, as he should be.
The handpicked Gordon can't ever do a shift without Monty.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. But on that show, he was like the Spencer Dinwiddie. Like, we'll need you, but we'll not need you every night.
Right.
Not need you, you know. And so that's the championship depth that morning show just exhibited. As you're riding in, thinking to yourself, holy heck, man, what a stacked roster this is. And you know, again, I know, Matt, that you live in a world with Donovan every day, and how can you compete with that from a...
It's impossible.
From a laugh standpoint.
I mean, it's basically being the Christian Leitner, where you're on the team, but you're just kind of there.
And you're heavily tattooed.
I am. I do have a lot of tattoos.
So it's like, it, you know, again, if I do bring it back to sports, I would say this. Even the least effective Maverick or Cowboy was the best player they had ever seen coming up through the ranks.
Yeah, you're still in the pros.
And, you know, that guy who you don't think could score to save your life or his life actually is a guy that scored 50 a game in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the level. And so you think you're funny, and then they stick you on a show with Corby and Dave, and you're the Mike McCarthy guy. And you have no chance. And that's the burden we live in life. And I've come to accept it. I've embraced it.
Sure.
But here we are again, guys.
I think you're funny, Bob.
You know what? I think you're funny, Sean.
I think you're hilarious.
Well, thank you.
You're my
Sean.
Broadcast leader.
Well,
so this is an honor
for
me.
Very sweet of you to say. I appreciate that. The honor's all on this side of the table, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Should be.
So I think.
And I agree with Sean, Bob. I think you're hilarious. You make me laugh five times a hardline presentation.
Well, thank you.
But
thank
no more you. Than five.
It's just.
Sometimes six.
It's just the deep benches.
I also think Matt is hilarious.
Yes.
You make me laugh. I think Sean is hilarious. I think you've got. Some of the subtle comedic genius
Incredible.
That I hope everybody picks up on. Ryan on our show is always funny.
Clearly the funniest person in the ticker booth from 5:30 to noon every day.
There's no question.
Clearly. I think that's
not
fair.
Even close.
Head and shoulders.
How many people can say that?
No, just me.
That's one. Right. One of one.
In the country.
Travis has a great sense of humor, so I think we're all underratedly funny, myself excluded. I don't think I'm funny at all.
I feel like we would have all exceeded ourselves to a degree in the funny. I feel like that's kind of part of it. I think we all have a little bit of a self-deprecating way of going about life, and you're okay with that. And when you are on a show with a bunch of hilarious dudes, you kind of have to be that way.
You know what? Helps. And sometimes, let the scorers score.
Yeah, dude. I'm an assist man.
You're just trying to be part of a championship team.
I just want the hardware.
We're just trying to win Marconi's.
Dude.
Yeah.
And we do, by the way.
We've
done it.
Well, we are here from 10 to 3. And we are the Ticket Funnymen, your midday show on Ticket White Elephant.
Bob Sturm and his Ticket Funnymen. From 10 to 3.
No, don't make me the captain.
Yeah.
The midday clown car.
The captain of the Funnymen.
I mean, the good news is that out of the six of us, one of us has to be at least the sixth funniest. Wait. No, I said that back.
Other way. Yeah.
The funniest of the six.
Ooh, who is the ticket's funniest funnyman?
Funniest unfunnyman.
Right. If we're the unfunniest.
Who's the funniest?
Somebody has to be the top of the six, and somebody, sadly, is the bottom.
I guess technically it could be a six-way tie.
Or a power bottom.
It could be a six-way
power
tie.
Power bottom. You know what? I'll take it. Wouldn't be the first time.
Oh.
Hey, so...
let's hear that story.
The other thing...
Yeah, forget the alien story. Let's hear that story. The power bottom story.
Come on. We do have time. We do have time. So we have a lot to get to today. You're not going to believe this, but we have a full run sheet that went just planned together, handcrafted over the course of many days. A lot of people digging deep to find content that you would find suitable for Ticket White Elephant Day. And the tickers are covered, and bits, and who knows what. I don't want to say too much, you know? I just kind of want to let it happen.
Let it be a living, breathing organism.
But if you want to find out who is the funniest of the funnymen, or even weigh in on that, I think we might get a Twitter poll going. I don't know. Maybe we can resolve this over the course of the 5 hours. Maybe that's how you do it, is you just put everybody in the octagon together and see who emerges at 3 o'clock as the champion funnyman. And then maybe they have us run it back again in Ticket White Elephant 18 Junes in at the end of 2025.
Oh, there's no doubt we'll all be together next year. There's no doubt.
Maybe we'll get a shot at afternoons next year.
And you know what? Next year, after today, they're going to have us host the Ticket Top 10.
That's usually the line of progression and succession.
We had EA on that board last night.
Oh, God.
Buddy.
Just killing
it. Probably
today.
Explore that.
So is he somewhere napping in a Santa suit because he's so exhausted?
He's right in there.
Fully awake. Look at him
from his game six performance.
Looking
earlier
up Christmas
today.
Lyrics and being amazed.
Just, he told me he was glad that he looked slim. He looked pretty slim in his Santa suit. So
very
he,
nice.
He was pretty
he did.
Happy with that. Yeah.
It's pretty awesome if he really lost 50 pounds. Congrats, EA. That's impressive.
Why do you put the qualifier?
Why do you say really lost?
I think he looks great.
I wouldn't have guessed.
Why not?
You seem a little bit skeptical. Why?
I would have thought it was more like 60. So,
good recovery.
There you go.
Man, you're funny. That's awesome. Right there.
There it is.
Okay.
Wow,
well, let's
guy.
Let's get down to business. We can't waste any more time with just merely greetings and setup. Let's get to some content. And I see our very first segment, or maybe our second, depending on how you're counting, features a legendary Matt McLaren story. And we brought in an expert of the supernatural to walk us through this story of Matt McLaren.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your Easy Pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your Easy Pass account. There, you just saved money with Easy Pass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your Easy Pass at DriveEasyMD.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What comes to mind when you hear the word gratitude? Maybe it's a daily practice, or maybe it feels hard to be grateful right now. Don't forget to give yourself some thanks by investing in your well-being. BetterHelp is the largest online therapy provider in the world, connecting you to qualified professionals via phone, video, or message chat. Let the gratitude flow. Visit BetterHelp, HELP.com/allstar today to get 10% off your first month.
Spend less and have more with Sweet Deals today. You can save 50% or more on extraordinary restaurant product and entertainment and travel deals. Now that's sweet. Go to SweetDeals.com now to take advantage of huge savings. That's SweetDeals.com.
When your business information is missing or inconsistent across the internet, search engines won't find you, and customers won't either. Help ensure customers see you and not your competitors. Boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. CumulusBoost.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit DriveEZMD.com to get yours today.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Useful Idiots, an informed and irreverent podcast with journalist Aaron Mate and podcast writer Katie Halper. Join Matt and Katie as they examine important news stories that have slipped through the cracks. Enjoy wherever you listen.
What happens when a liberal and conservative get together?
Is there one thing that you respect about the way that I see the world?
No. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common.
You said that you want the best for this country. I respect that, and I agree.
So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents 83 Weeks with wrestling gurus Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson. 83 Weeks dives deep into the highs and lows of Eric Bischoff's unparalleled success in the wrestling business. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit DriveEZMD.com to get yours today.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Putting on the Airs. Join redneck comedians Trey Crowder and Corey Ryan Forrester, two good old Southern boys, as they learn about and analyze fancy people and their culture. Half redneck, half posh. 100% fun and entertaining. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Sweet Deals has an offer that can't be beat. Get instant access to Microsoft Office Home plus Business for Windows or Mac for only $39.99. This is a lifetime license valued at $219, an 82% savings. Supply is limited, so don't delay. Get your sweet deal today at SweetDeals.com.
Let's see, something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at CumulusBoost.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit DriveEZMD.com to get yours today.
Not good on convos? Why not listen to the latest in news, sports, and lifestyle on the Cumulus Podcast Network?
That's a great strategy. It's actually more like going on a walk with friends.
You'll become the eyes and ears to the world. Follow and listen on your favorite platform. Need a quick podcast fix?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Cumulus Podcast Network has got you covered.
This is giving a little entertainment.
Whether it's news, talk, sports, or pop culture.
It can be a little political and a little dramatic.
There's something for everyone. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and we want to make it even better with $1,000 towards your winter wish list. Use it for holiday shopping, holiday travel, a Clark Griswold-style holiday display, or treat yourself. Enter this national contest on our website for a chance to fulfill your winter wish list.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEZMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your EasyPass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your EasyPass account. There, you just saved money with EasyPass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your EasyPass at DriveEZMD.com.
Sturm in the center of the Reliant Air Conditioning White Elephant Day. Along with Junes, Matty Beers, Sean Bass, Baldy, and Travis. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, The Diamond Factory, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Shout out to the player of the day, Walter. Text all in Texas, one word, to 22126 for your chance to win tickets to All Elite Wrestling's return to Texas with AEW All In at Globe Life Field, July 12th. For details and tickets, visit AllEliteWrestling.com.
Well, thank you, Travis. It's 10:35 on Ticket White Elephant Day. Sean Bass here alongside Craig Jr. Miller, Bob Sturm, Matt McLaren, Ryan Baldwin, and of course you just heard Travis Creighton on the board. And we have plenty of fun because we're the funniest dudes up here at the station. The P1s agreed, put us all together, and have Radio Gold ensue. So let's start by throwing it to Matt because you called for the ball in this first segment.
I did, and this is a story, some of you are well aware of this. Some of you maybe have never heard this before, but this goes back. I told this story on the Ticket back in maybe 2009, 2010, somewhere in that realm when I was part-time doing weekend show and all that type of thing. And this goes back. I've told my radio journey a couple of times, but I did a radio show many years ago in 2005 back in the Gainesville area of Central Florida. Lived in Gainesville, and the station was located in Lake City.
Man, you've gone to every SEC market and done a show at some point.
I've been around.
You've seen the Southeast.
And so I had an experience that horrified me for many years. And this would have been, again, this is a town, man, back then, I don't even know how many people were there. Less than 15,000, I'm sure. Dot on the map, and I had a really crappy apartment that backed up to a lake, like a small lake with a bunch of trees and all this. And so one night I had an experience where I was laying in bed, and I heard something, and I woke up, and I remember being just kind of frozen. And I look around my bed, and I see what I guess most people would call them grays, but the prototypical ET, essentially, where I would guess they were probably about 4.5 feet tall, maybe 4 feet tall. There were one on each side of my bed and a couple down at the foot of my bed. And I remember thinking as I'm in bed, thinking that, okay, this is a dream. I've got to be dreaming. But then I was also awake. So consciously, I'm trying to make myself wake up. Like, come on, wake up, wake up. And I remember hearing them, whether they were talking or using telekinesis, we're not here to hurt you. But at the same time, I'm horrified. Like, I am beyond, I can't even describe to you the level of fear, but I can't, like, I couldn't move. And so I remember thinking, all right, you got to sit up, you got to sit up. But I couldn't make myself sit up. And the next thing that I recall is being like in a doctor's office type setting, like a, man, I don't even know, like a, maybe a psychologist office, if you've ever been like to a counselor or something like that, like a therapist office.
They had you
like,
on the couch? The alien couch?
Not, it was more like, yeah, probe, like, so. Like laying in a...
Dr. Melfi? Sopranos?
Yeah, yeah, something like that. But laying down in something like that. Because it wasn't, I don't want to give the appeal like it was a doctor's office, like a hospital or something like that. It wasn't.
And you weren't
that.
Being spit roasted.
No, I wasn't.
What are these grays looking like, you say?
I mean, again, the prototypical light gray skin with the eyes, the black eyes of a bigger diameter than ours. And just telling me that we're not going to hurt you. And I was just in this like waiting area. And then the next thing I know, I'm back in my bed. But again, the same sensation of, you got to wake up. Like, you have to wake up. But no, I am awake. And I remember them just kind of fading away. But when I was able to finally, the weirdest thing to me was, I had the sensation where I was above my bed. Like, I this sounds ridiculous, but this,
nah, keep going.
This real experience of just levitating essentially just right off my bed, trying to make like, wake up, you like, this isn't real, but they're right there. Like, they are standing around my bed.
I just got chills.
So finally I'm able to force myself and I'm able to wake up. And I remember sinking into my bed. I wake up and turn on the light and there's nothing there. And the experience was so horrifying for me. I couldn't go back to sleep the rest of the evening. This was in the middle of the night. I mean, this was like 2:30, 3 a.m. And I just sat there with the light on, like horrified that they were going to come back. And I had that, I could not sleep without the light on for months.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I was so afraid every night when I went to bed, I it was really hard for me to go to sleep because I was afraid I was going to have this experience again. I would leave the light on in my apartment. I would leave my bedside table light on and just try and fall asleep with the light on, the lights on, because I couldn't shake that. I couldn't be alone in the dark. It was a weird, I mean, for months. And I felt so uncomfortable anytime I was ever alone in the dark after that for a very, very long time.
Did you get the feeling they were like watching you or keeping tabs on you or anything?
I don't know. It was just so like that sensation of being like that where you're frozen and you can't move. And yet I felt like I was awake. Like, I was awake.
So you went from your bed with them around you to then the doctor's office to then back to the bed.
Yeah.
And I guess I have to ask this because some will probably wonder.
This is great to have an expert, by the way, in encounters with us right now.
Had you been drinking that night?
No, I hadn't been drinking.
Any drug use?
No. No, this was...
Did you fall and hit your head?
Not that I remember, no. And so this was, again, that real experience that lasted with me for many, many years. I mean, many years. And I probably slept like a kid with my light on in my apartment for a year.
How old were you?
I would have been 26, maybe.
Oh.
Because about 20 years ago. So, yeah, 24 to 26, somewhere in that range.
Did you share this info with, like, coworkers or
no,
people who lived around you?
Not for a long time. And then finally, I told somebody that I thought might believe. Because you don't want to go around telling people, oh, hey, guess what I have to be
insane.
Last night.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I told one of my coworkers and talked to him about it, and they ended up playing a prank on me for April Fool's that I bought into that so hard, and they got me good on that one. But it wasn't until I started living with...
They pranked you to think that maybe aliens are getting you again?
No, so it was an April Fool's joke where they came...
A probe on the side table or something?
No, I think I told this story last April Fool's maybe where... They set up this thing where the coworker that I had at the station came in and he was like, hey, did you see that thing on the internet? Because I was driving a car where the paint was fading. And he goes, there's something about people who have had abduction experiences, the paint on their cars will fade. Uh-huh. And of course, I'm like, no way. Are you serious? He goes, yeah. I forget. Just Google it. And so I Googled it and this article from Yahoo comes up. And so I'm reading it, and sure enough, and at the end, it's, if you believe that this has happened to you, go to this website and take this test. So I click on the link, go to the website, and it's this whole thing about these testimonials from people whose cars have paint fading and the experiences similar to mine, and then fill out this survey, and it's like 100 questions. So I fill it out, and I click enter, and at the end, this thing pops up, F you, Matt, you weren't abducted by aliens, April Fools.
Wow, what an elaborate prank.
Apparently, they had gotten the IT guy at the station to build these fake websites.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And the guy knew. It was probably the greatest prank ever. But the guy I worked with at the station knew if I say something, I guarantee you he'll follow down the rabbit hole and take these little seeds and it'll pay off. And man, it like all day, because we went to lunch, like, hey, did you, I think there's a survey or something on there. It's like, yeah, I know, but it's so long. Like, I'll take it when we get back from lunch. Like that whole thing. It was ridiculous. Yeah, so I told this story on y'all's show.
Yep.
And thank God I did, man, because I had never heard of the term sleep paralysis. Totally unfamiliar with that. And so Gordon was the one that reached out to me and said, hey, I think what you're describing is sleep paralysis. So I did some research on that, and I actually had several P1s that had not abduction experiences, but that same type of experience to some degree. And they said that it was sleep paralysis as well. And now I 100% believe it was sleep paralysis. I don't think I was abducted by aliens.
So could it have been both?
Yeah, they did get to him.
Man, there are times where I wonder.
Because the different locations makes it seem a little fishy. It seems like sleep paralysis, yes, you'd be locked in your bed.
And so from what I've read, that's the one outlier on it. But then again, I mean, why would they come and just grab me out of my bed?
So let me ask you this, though.
Can't ever tell when that's going to happen.
Yeah.
The people that
surprise for everyone
that have shared with you that they've had sleep paralysis, they also shared that was accompanied by alien visitation, or do they just wake up and they can't move?
I've heard from different stories. Like I had a couple of P1s when we told the story originally that said that they had that type of experience that was very similar to what I described, and then others, you know, were horrifying where somebody was standing in the room with a knife and they couldn't move and they were trying to wake up. And I mean, it's a very... And when you look into sleep paralysis, it's you're in a dream state, but you're conscious of it.
So you're dreaming the visitation or the man with the knife.
Right, but in your brain, it's real, even though it may not be there.
Right.
Because you're not, and you can't move because your body, I mean, if you read up on it, it's a horrifying thing to experience that apparently is not that uncommon for people to experience. And so... I definitely believe it was sleep paralysis.
I like to believe it was alien visitation because that's a cooler story.
It sounds like a really good cover for aliens, too. It's like, hey, they've got this sleep paralysis thing that happens. Let's blame it on that.
Especially if they mess with the IT department for all of us.
And we're having government hearings. Like, nobody's talking about this.
They're coming from the ocean.
I mean, we've all seen things, but I just, man, I need to believe it's sleep paralysis because the other way was way too horrifying. I mean, it honestly got to a point until I started living with a girl at the time, I could not go to sleep without the light on. I couldn't go to sleep in the dark.
That's crazy.
Until somebody else was there all the time. And even now, I mean, all these years later, I go to sleep without the light on now if I'm alone. But man, it is, I'll hear a noise and be like, oh.
Did you have to act strong for your kid? Like when he was afraid of the dark and you're
hell no.
Like, actually, I'm
I was like, leave the light on, man. He's like, there could be something in the dark. I was like, yeah, I know.
there
could be something in the dark.
I live this life.
Trust me. So, yeah. Was I or was I not abducted by aliens?
I say you absolutely were. Sorry to throw your life back into chaos, but that is the diagnosis.
I kind of wanted it to be Minions that were standing around.
It wasn't Minions.
That's how tall
were they?
They were about 4 feet. I was in bed.
They were little guys?
Maybe sand people?
They were...
Jawas?
Yeah.
You know, however high off the ground a bed is on a bed frame, and then I could see their upper bodies and their heads, so...
Be pretty sweet.
I guess about 4.5 feet.
Yeah.
It wasn't Jawas.
Glowing eyes.
Yeah, what was the hair situation?
They do have those guns that give you paralysis. Yeah.
Dude, we think we figured it out.
That's what happened to R2-D2.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the problem is we'll never know. Mm. We will never know.
I feel like we know.
See, that's funny right there. That's a ticket funny man.
Thank you.
In the wild. You just fired one. Wow.
Thank you for sharing.
Well, Matt, it's great that you've emerged on the other side, my friend.
I hope so.
Keeping us all safe. Are you satisfied with all the answers?
Yeah, I think it's a great story. I mean, interesting, not great as in we're relishing your discomfort. But I do think it was alien visitation. Yeah. I think there was some sleep paralysis worked in there. Like Travis said, maybe that's what the aliens do. But the fact that you remember going to a doctor's office, which was clearly their spaceship, I think that means that you were abducted for a moment by Martians and they're probably still following you.
Did they take your insurance? Or do they kick it back?
I didn't have insurance at the time. It was self-pay.
Way to go, Sean.
Okay. That's why they sent him back to the bed.
Yeah, it's probably why they put these bumps.
Deductible doesn't matter. They're like, we can't perform this operation.
Yeah, you've had no other interactions with aliens since?
That was it.
Okay.
That was it.
I think it's aliens even more.
Well, I'm pretty conscious. Like, I look around. If I notice somebody following me or something in the sky that's not right, point it out immediately.
You're pretty conscious.
I'm self-aware of my surroundings.
He is self-complimentary there on his level of consciousness.
Look at me!
Relative to others, I'm pretty conscious.
I'm very observant of what's happening around me. Like when you catch somebody staring at you for a moment too long.
I like it. All right, well, tell you what. Let's keep it moving because on this White Elephant Day, I do believe we have the gift of song next.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your easy pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your easy pass account. There, you just saved money with easy pass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your easy pass at DriveEasyMD.com.
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow, nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at CumulusBoost.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
What happens when a liberal and conservative get together?
Is there one thing that you respect about the way that I see the world?
No.
All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common.
You said that you want the best for this country. I respect that, and I agree.
So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Oh my gosh, I'm adopting a puppy right now, but I realize what's at home. Oh no, I have nothing. Well, except unconditional love. But yeah, no crate, no pee-pee pads, no dental chews for his little puppy teeth. Before I doubt myself as a new parent, I just get Instacart to deliver everything from PetSmart. Easy, just like raising a puppy is gonna be, right? Get Pet Essentials from PetSmart with Instacart. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit DriveEZMD.com to get yours today.
Sweet Deals has an offer that can't be beat. Get instant access to Microsoft Office Home plus Business for Windows or Mac for only $39.99. This is a lifetime license valued at $219, an 82% savings. Supply is limited, so don't delay. Get your sweet deal today at SweetDeals.com.
spend less and have more with Sweet Deals today. You can save 50% or more on extraordinary restaurant, product, and entertainment and travel deals. Now that's sweet. Go to SweetDeals.com now to take advantage of huge savings. That's SweetDeals.com.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your easy pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your easy pass account. There, you just saved money with easy pass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your easy pass at DriveEasyMD.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents the Believe family of podcasts covering the latest sports across all professional sports leagues and major college sports teams with current or former players hosting. Just search for BLEAV podcasts to find your favorite wherever you listen.
Ever wonder why your business doesn't show up on online search maps, but your competitors do? It's hundreds of things. Things that Cumulus Boost can identify and fix. And that's how we boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. C-U-M-U-L-U-S Boost.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Inside of You with host Michael Rosenbaum, the bald dude from the show Smallville. Each week, Michael speaks with his friends, some of Hollywood's biggest names, and discovers they're not that different from us. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your easy pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your easy pass account. There, you just saved money with easy pass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your easy pass at DriveEasyMD.com.
The Putting on Airs podcast is half redneck,
well, laugh a little even when they're wrong,
half posh. Yeehaw! Ain't you fancy for being a fan? Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Since throwbacks are so popular these days in sports, throwback jerseys, throwback courts, throwback bits, I thought I would present to you a throwback ticket ticker. We've been celebrating the ticket's 30th anniversary this year, so hear now what a ticker on this day in 1994 would have sounded like. The two-time defending Super Bowl champion Cowboys are coming off that big win over the Packers on Thanksgiving Day with Jason Garrett out-dueling Brett Favre. The Cowboys also riding 133 yards on the ground from Emmitt Smith. They ran their record to 10-2 with the win, and now they travel to Philly to take on the hated Eagles. Philly has lost three straight, but they get Randall Cunningham back from injury this week. The Cowboys will still be without Troy Aikman, and Rodney Peete is expected to get the start this week as he's back from his thumb injury. The final AP regular season poll is out in college football with Nebraska still on top, followed by Penn State, Miami, Colorado, and Florida, the Gators coming off their win over Bama in the third ever SEC championship game. The Cornhuskers are headed to the Orange Bowl to play Miami, while the Nittany Lions, as Big Ten champs, head to the Rose Bowl to take on the Pac-10 champ, Oregon. The Heisman Trophy will be awarded this weekend in New York City. Running backs Rashan Salaam of Colorado and Kijana Carter of Penn State are the favorites, but also quarterback Steve McNair from tiny Alcorn State is seen as having a shot at winning college football's most prestigious award. Mixed results so far for the Mavericks in Dick Motta's return to the bench after 3 years coaching the Kings. The Mavs lost last night to Utah 112-87 at Reunion Arena. Antoine Carr led the Jazz with 22 points off the bench. The mailman Karl Malone had 21. Jim Jackson led the Mavericks with 31. Jamal Mashburn had 18. But it was a tough night for the third J, Jason Kidd, who was just one of 10 from the field and scored only 3 points. Meanwhile, the new kids in town, the Dallas Stars, are still waiting to start their second season at Reunion as the NHL lockout drags on. It started back on October 1st, so we're now over 2 months into this work stoppage, and the two sides appear to be at a stalemate, so the start of the NHL season is nowhere in sight. A reminder, the Skip Bayless Morning Show here on The Ticket will be out tomorrow morning at Sim Fighters in North Dallas from 6 until 9 a.m. And that's the way it was, December 4th, 1994. That's your throwback ticket ticker. I'm Craig Miller. Keep your ears listening to The Ticket.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket, broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership, KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus Media station.
It's not our usual lineup, so expect the unexpected all day today during the Reliant Air Conditioning White Elephant Day, brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, the Diamond Factory, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
It is indeed 10:58. It is White Elephant Day here on a Wednesday. You've got all of us together for the funniest midday show in the history. I would not just say sports radio. I would assume of all radio.
Yeah, I think it crosses genres.
Terrestrial or otherwise.
We have to plug the Birdhouse.
We do indeed. Please do.
I would plug it by saying, email your Birdhouse questions to birdhouse1310 at gmail.com, because we are doing the Birdhouse at 11:30-ish. And they can ask us anything?
Absolutely anything. Maybe keep it, if you want to do holiday questions, that's great. If you want to do sports questions, that's great. If you want to ask us who we think is the funniest in that room, that's also great. Whatever you got, birdhouse1310 at gmail.com.
So our team here today for the middays, it's Bob Sturm, it's Craig Miller. It's me, Matt McLaren, Sean Bassis here, Travis Mejia, and one Ryan Baldwin.
Hello.
Who right now has prepared a very special
song. I've also prepared one for you.
All right.
Yeah. All right, do it in that
Did you
voice.
Bring your shillagag?
Yes, absolutely. Just for you.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
It's a callback.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Baldy has prepared a song. So I guess whenever you're ready.
Yeah, so let's set this up first, because last year was my first White Elephant. I was full-time, made August of last year, as well as one Kevin Landrum, my afternoon counterpart.
Totally different guy.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Two totally different people. And Corby. I was afternoon with Jubb, Corby, Donovan, and Matt as well. And Corby had this fantastic song that he put together featuring some former Ticker guys. And let's go ahead and hear that now, hear what that sounded like, because it was
one,
great.
1, 2, 3. Well, Lando was a mystery. Reddish hair, a bit portly. He tucked his shirt in every day. We wondered if that boy was gay. But Lando's stock began to grow, doing lame-ass weekend shows.
Oh, wow.
He wanted to be on the team, but Cat kept saying no.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Folliwell.
The Ticket Ticker legends say, who is this guy anyway?
He eats granola every day while doing tickers for our shows.
Baldy climbed the ladder fast, jumped on board and learned his craft. He had skill no one could ignore, fending off old Dedimore. EA thought it was his to lose, but he accidentally took a snooze. He had a giant neck that snored. thee you couldn't lose.
Ty Walker or Rich Phillips?
The ticket ticker legends say, who's this guy anyway?
Fernando quit the show that day. And old Baldy shed a tear. Now Baldy's working early morns while Lando sleeps and surfs gay porn. No one can tell the two apart. With reddish heads and not too smart. They both are on the ticket team, living out their ticket dreams. Now they hold the broadcast power for 2 whole minutes every hour.
The ticket ticker legends say,
hey Rich,
who is this guy anyway?
We hope that both of them will stay, or then we're down to EA.
Okay, so a great song.
Oh my gosh.
Very creative.
It's so good.
Having all the old ticker guys was really cool. And so now I've been here over a full year full time. And I figured we'd try some live music.
I see you have a guitar.
I do have a guitar. I'm unveiling for the first time on live radio that I can somewhat sort of play guitar.
Wow.
And yeah, so I wrote this song and we're going to debut it right here, live, White Elephant.
All right.
Just another day of waking up before the crack of dawn. I check my phone to see what sports went on. It's a lonely drive down 35E, but at least the top 10 keeps me company, except for when there's stars on or some other event. Arrive at the studio, prepare for 5:30, just to remember we're stuck with Daddy. The musers do their thing, and I'm left daydreaming of one day winning my own Marconi. But the P1s don't know if I'm Lando or Baldy. That's okay with me. Waking up at 3:30 is whack, but it sure beats selling crack. Well, there's pay's not great and there's no prestige, rewriting the same four stories. But even still, I'm glad to say I'm on the ticket every day. Fast forward to 10 a.m. It's time for the invasion. What weird-ass thing will Matt say today? The minutes keep ticking away. There's just one thing left to do. That's be the one that Lando bitches to. But the P1s don't know if I'm Lando or Baldy. That's okay with me. Waking up at 3:30 is whack, but I guess it beats selling crack. So the pay's not great and there's no prestige, rewriting the same four stories. But even still, I'm glad to say I'm on the ticket every day. Know if I'm Lando or Baldy, but
that's okay with me. Waking up at 3:30 is whack, but it sure does beat selling crack. So the pay's not great and there's no prestige, rewriting the same false stories. But even still, I'm glad to say I'm on the ticket every day. But even still, I'm glad to say I'm on the ticket every day.
Incredible, man.
Dude.
That was Thank great.
You. What skills.
Thank man, you. That was impressive.
It was a little sloppy. I in all honesty, it's been a hot minute since I've actually picked up the guitar and played a lot.
So how'd correct. You learn you that tickers are better than selling crack, though?
Not important. Keep moving.
Okay. Look at all the dust on your headstock.
Yeah. It has been a while. Yeah.
Baldy, I am just blown away. So. That was
Heck
awesome.
Yeah, dude. Thank you, guys.
We can strum. We can finger pick. Yeah. Look at all this.
Yeah. So, loved it.
And everything you said was accurate.
Yeah, as a former yes. morning ticker guy, I figured you would.
Everything was accurate.
That was awesome.
So I appreciate you letting me debut that White Elephant song.
Well, we appreciate that. Yeah, as well.
I am Baldy.
That was the world debut.
It was just a treat. Yes. Treat
never
to,
been heard
dude,
before. No.
See it live. All right. Up next here on the Ticket White Elephant Midday Show, known as the Funnyman. Let's talk football.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit driveezmd.com to get yours today.
Hey, it's Joe Montana. I'm here to spread the word about pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease, or IPD. If you're 50 or older, you're at increased risk, and vaccination is now CDC recommended. So what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia and IPD can be serious. So don't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and schedule today at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $33.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need Big Lou, a term provider. If you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Remember, Big Lou's like you, except he's only on number 2. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, visit BigLou.com. That's BigLou.com.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks. You're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/Westwood1.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit driveezmd.com to get yours today.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Are you exhausted by our political divisions?
The climate that we're operating under has everyone on the defensive.
A lot of people wouldn't even think we should be here talking to each other, but I'm sorry, I disagree.
One small step brings two people with different beliefs together, not to debate politics, but to talk about their lives.
Join us at takeonesmallstep.org, because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart.
Ever wonder why your business doesn't show up on online search maps, but your competitors do? It's hundreds of things. Things that Cumulus Boost can identify and fix. And that's how we boost your findability. Cumulusboost.com. C-U-M-U-L-U-S boost.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Inside of You with host Michael Rosenbaum, the bald dude from the show Smallville. Each week, Michael speaks with his friends, some of Hollywood's biggest names, and discovers they're not that different from us. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit driveezmd.com to get yours today.
Sweet Deals has an offer that can't be beat. Get instant access to Microsoft Office Home plus Business for Windows or Mac for only $39.99. This is a lifetime license valued at $219, an 82% savings. Supply is limited, so don't delay. Get your sweet deal today at sweetdeals.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents the Believe family of podcasts covering the latest sports across all professional sports leagues and major college sports teams, with current or former players hosting. Just search for BLEAV podcasts to find your favorite wherever you listen.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit driveezmd.com to get yours today.
You didn't start a business just to keep the lights on. You're here to sell more today than yesterday. You're here to win. Lucky for you, Shopify built the best converting checkout on the planet. Like the just one tapping, ridiculously fast acting, sky high sales stacking, champion of checkouts. That's the good stuff right there. So if your business is in it to win it, win with Shopify. Start your free trial today at shopify.com/win.
It's what people are talking about.
Did you hear about this?
Vanderpump drama hit.
Oh, Lord.
It's what people are listening to.
So exciting. So much fun.
Do they have beef?
Keep watching. Wow.
It's the Cumulus Podcast Network. Follow and listen on your favorite platform. The Ticket Ticker.
Ticker's brought to you by Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorneys and Zeus Restoration, as well as Diamond Factory. Take it from Bob and Giorgio. It's simple. If you want to be treated right, get a great deal and get a quality diamond in a zero pressure, no used car salesman environment. Go see the fine folks at the Diamond Factory, thediamondfactory.com. With the ticker, here is Samuel.
Samuel?
Put your mic in program one, hombre.
Whatever that is wrong. EA, fix it.
EA is Baldy, not help. Fix it.
Yeah, you don't want EA fixing
it. We got a 5:30 bed, so we got some time.
Hello? It's Samuel. I was going to do a ticker. It's Samuel. Cowboys and the Bengals. I like Tigers, but I like Dak. And do you pet the Tigers when the Cowboys play? It's Monday night. Hello? Mom? Is my mom gonna be there? I miss my mom. I wanna go to the game, but can I be the star? A man offered me a candy bar to go. But I don't want him to touch me. But can I go to the game? I like the Mavs and Luka. I'm Samuel. Ticker.
Scatter shooting while wondering who came up with this lineup for Reliant Air Conditioning White Elephant Day. Oh, it was you. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, The Diamond Factory, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right. It is 11:17 in the morning. 2024 White Elephant Day. Reliant Air Conditioning White Elephant Day. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration and The Diamond Factory. Sean Bass, Bob Sturm, Matt McLaren, Junes, Craig Miller, Baldy, who can play the guitar and sing. Who knew? And Travis. Thank you so much for being with us. Coming up at 11:35, we will have the Birdhouse, which is a Wednesday staple on the Invasion. So you still have time to hit up birdhouse1310@gmail.com. Submit your questions. Anything goes on this White Elephant Day. And now we need to throw it to Bob, because we had an off-air conversation briefly, but apparently Bob's been doing a lot of homework, as he is wont to do. And we all kind of know the origin story of baseball and basketball, but we're a football-obsessed society. It's our new national pastime. But how did football really begin in America? And Bob is here to let us know.
Yeah, well, this started at the NBA Finals. The Hardline went to the NBA Finals in Boston. It didn't go well. I mean, the trip went well. The NBA Finals didn't go as well. But one of our days, Corby wanted us to go see Harvard. And I just basically, if Corby wants to do something, I think it's probably, he probably has a good idea. And we just start wandering around Harvard Yard and just kind of seeing all that Harvard has to offer. And it's nice. It looks like a cool place to go to school. But one of the things we happened upon was Harvard Stadium. And Harvard Stadium is one of the very oldest football stadiums that exist, and it was built around 1890, and football barely existed then. And so I got into that and was just kind of curious what sort of crowds could prehistoric football possibly generate, and you would read accounts where 40,000 people showed up to watch Rutgers play Princeton. You know, and just all these weird leather helmets or no helmets football games that happened in the late 1800s as they're basically trying to evolve from rugby to what we see today, barely recognizable. And the origins of football are actually quite fascinating. And so I watched a documentary that many of you probably saw. And that sprouted, it was called the College Football 150, I think ESPN called it, because 150 years of college football. Aptly named, don't you think? And there was a passage in there that sparked me reading a few books on the topic, and I just thought you might enjoy this 2 minutes from that documentary. Here it is.
To the privileged young men who were being trained to lead the growing country, college football became part of a national mission. If colleges exist only to teach Latin and Greek, an educator wrote, they might as well close. But if colleges exist to make men, football is the most important part of the course. One player at Yale saw football as a way to create a nation of clean, strong bodies and pure minds. That player's name was Walter Camp.
Walter Camp, even in his own day, was referred to as the father of American football. American football had to undergo a huge transformation to become the game that we understand it. Well, the guy who led that transformation was Walter Camp.
Camp wanted football to be what he called organized war. He created positions, introduced the line of scrimmage, and invented the concept of down and distance. College football exploded in popularity. By 1893, crowds at games grew to as large as 40,000. But Camp's game had one problem baked in. Since the forward pass was illegal, the only way to advance the ball was by running with it.
This created, you know, just total mayhem. so-called mass play, where you'd have your heaviest guys slamming into the line play after play. Well, you know, people were getting battered.
Camp shrugged. Better to make a boy an outdoor savage than an indoor weakling, he said.
And the fact that it resulted in broken limbs and concussions, you know, he accepted as an unfortunate but necessary, you know, consequence of the game he loved.
Okay, so that's the passage that really interested me. There's more to it. In fact, Teddy Roosevelt had a massive role in this that we may or may not detail later, but there's books about Teddy Roosevelt saving football. In fact, a really good one's called The Big Scrum, and I would recommend it, written by John Miller. But anyway, the idea was, when the Civil War ended, all of America's men had nobody to fight. Then we stopped fighting each other, we stopped killing each other, but now this next generation is soft. And they're just reading books, and they're learning Latin, and if we ever have to be in another war, we're not going to know what to do, because we just read all day and we're like farmers and we're not good at fights.
Bunch of Nancys.
And so what we need is sports to keep us ready for our next war, so that in the event of the need for world domination, our boys are ready to roll, because we got muscles. We understand that a bruise just happens in life, and we can go about our business. So, honestly, that appears to be the motivation of a lot of football's origin story, so much so, and this is awesome, that back then the intellectuals tried to ban football. And like your earliest newspapers, the intellectuals of the day, and yes, back then they were called libs. The libs were trying to ban football.
How woke were they, though?
They were pretty woke libs, yeah? And they thought,
damn libs,
that it doesn't make any sense. Man. I mean, if we lose men on the field of battle, okay, but if we lose them chasing a ball, what are we even doing? This is insane. You people that are willing to lose lives over football need a real reality check. And of course, then there was the other side of the thing saying, you guys are idiots. We're not building wimps here. We're trying to make men. And so I was telling you guys about this, that over the course of a 5-year period, 45 people died playing college football.
That seems like a lot.
Died in 1905 alone. 18 football players died playing college football.
Incredible.
And this doesn't get talked about very much during broadcasts, so I wanted to know more. And luckily, it's a long time ago, but not so long ago that there aren't accounts of guys dying. The first thing, and like the earliest of football, you could not even pick up the ball. It was just like, it was seriously kicking the ball, or to convert it. Passing is absurd. John Heisman actually was, and it was accidental. So if you want to know these names like Walter Camp, mm-hmm, and Amos Alonzo Stagg and John Heisman, I mean, these guys were all there. Like when the first pass accidentally happened, like chocolate and peanut butter getting mixed. And, you know, the next thing you know, we have Reese's Cups.
Amazing.
But one of the very earliest tactics was called the flying wedge. And you may recognize that from kick returns at times and the things they're trying to outlaw. Well, the New York Times described the effect of the flying wedge, quote, about half a dozen big, healthy youths in the prime of life form a V about 20 yards from the opposing line, and at a given signal start on a dead run with the intention of mowing down one man, the one we picked out to make the play against, so that youth with the ball can find a convenient hole in the line to force his way through and run for a touchdown. Think of it, half a ton of bone and muscle coming into a collision with one man weighing about 160 pounds. What would be the result? The victim is generally sent sprawling with his nose broken or his chest crushed.
Wow.
And so This is now from 1893. The New York Times was writing about football and how we need to consider banning it. Quote, every day one hears of broken heads, fractured skulls, broken necks, wrenched legs, dislocated shoulders, broken noses, and many other accidents. This was no exaggeration because we have game stories. November 18th, 1893, game story here between Farmington and Yale. Early in the game, John White, a Farmington player, fell on the ball. Two Yale men fell on White. When the Yale Giants got up, White was writhing in agony on the ground. He was taken at once to the hospital, and on examination, it was found that his neck had been terribly twisted and his spine badly injured. The doctors regarded his case as hopeless and confined all their skill to making him comfortable. White became completely paralyzed. He lingered for 11 days and died on November 29th. Here's another one. Hugh Sassy was killed in a game played at Elizabeth in New Jersey on November 11th. Saucy played left guard on the team of the College of the City of New York. Their opponents were Elizabeth Athletic Club. During the game, Saucy fell. He lay on the field like a corpse. When his friends went to him, he was unconscious. They removed him to St. Mary's Hospital. He died there at 8 o'clock that evening. His neck was broken from the fall on the field during a game.
What?
Gellhart, the famous halfback of Penn, had his ankle wrenched so badly in the game against Princeton on November 4th that he was unable to play in another game. For weeks, his ankle was very weak. He still limps today. In the game between Yale and Penn, played on November 11th, Vail, the quarterback of the Penn team, was badly hurt and had to receive medical attendance. It was feared that he was internally injured. An abscess formed on his head, and Vail has been watching the game since then with his head swathed in bandages. A few more. Frank Rankin, a son of ex-county clerk Rankin of Brooklyn, played fullback for the Montauks against the Columbians at the Eastern Park on November 25th. When running with the ball, he was thrown violently to the ground, and both bones in his right leg, about midway between the knee and ankle, were broken. He had to be taken to St. Mary's Hospital. And it goes on and on. In the Yale-Princeton game, Thanksgiving Day, Captain Hinckley had his ear badly torn, and Bellier, the center of Princeton, received a severe scalp wound. Surgeons had to dress both of these wounds before the men could go on playing. Hinckley had to retire for several minutes to be put in proper shape to proceed. After the contest, he went to the Fifth Avenue Hotel and was put to bed. In a short time, he grew delirious, and a physician was called in. And these stories were that basically in each season, double-digit humans died. And so Teddy Roosevelt, our president who became president because, as I recall, McKinley was assassinated up in Buffalo.
Playing football.
No, he was just assassinated. But he was a president who loved physical sports. He was into boxing. He was into a lot of things, and he loved football. He would travel by train to see Harvard play Yale. He was a Harvard guy. Walter Camp was a Yale guy, and the Harvard president hated football and was trying to get it banned and trying to disable the Harvard football team and just get all the high learning institutions to stop playing football. And so now Roosevelt has risen to president of the United States, and he is battling these people that are trying to get football banned because it's a blood sport. It is called human cockfighting. I mean, basically what they were saying about the UFC 20 years ago, they were saying about football back then, that we have to get this savagery out of society. And so Ted Roosevelt basically gets the heads of many of these colleges to the White House, and they're talking about how can we save football. Walter Camp is very, very concerned about authorizing the idea of a forward pass. But over time, these intellectuals of football said, if we get the forward pass in, we can actually keep these huge injuries from happening at the line of scrimmage as everyone's just running into each other. And so it will open up the game, and then eventually, check this out. In 1939, they made helmets mandatory. So we are playing football over 50 years before anyone says, you know what, I think we have to protect the head.
Might as well just put skirts on them.
It's amazing.
Like, it's ridiculous but factual that we had a season in 1905 where 18 people died, and so the president called in the meeting that turned into the NCAA. That's how the NCAA was born, is that that meeting basically generated the heads of college football to try to save the sport by getting rules where you could not. The one story that cracked me up was a guy called for a fair catch, and the other team did not reckon.
Killed him.
They seriously cold cocked the guy. He's looking up to, I think, receive a punt, and a guy knocked him out cold with a punch right to the face, and the White House decided too far.
Yeah.
And so we have to save football. And that's how football was saved, is basically the forward pass. 11 on a side, now we will have downs, you know, and all these things that start happening that I had no interest in, honestly. If I see black and white footage of little tiny white guys playing football, I have zero interest in it. But when you read the story of how this happened and how it was basically to keep our young men soldier caliber in terms of their physical endeavors, it actually is fascinating. And so I wanted to tell you guys that football story.
That's incredible.
Teddy Roosevelt saving football.
Had no idea.
Yeah. So there you go. I think it would be a big deal if we were watching a college game and somebody died on the field.
Yeah.
Now. Yes. But what if it happened every week in a season?
To every roster.
You can't even fathom that.
And on the injury report, it says dead.
It's literally unthinkable.
It would it would challenge your depth as bowl season arrives every year.
It would.
We are very late to adopt helmets too, because hockey didn't adopt that physical sport until 50 years after football.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Darn near 1995 maybe is when helmets became mandatory.
Are we not that smart as a species?
No.
And is that an example of that?
But our answer is always just put skirts on them.
Right.
Anyway, there's a football story I wanted to tell you on Ticket White Elephant. Let's do the birdhouse next.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit driveezmd.com to get yours today.
Hey, it's Joe Montana. I'm here to spread the word about pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease, or IPD. If you're 50 or older, you're at increased risk, and vaccination is now CDC recommended. So what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia and IPD can be serious. So don't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and schedule today at vaxassist.com. That's vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Ever wonder why your business doesn't show up on online search maps, but your competitors do? It's hundreds of things. Things that Cumulus Boost can identify and fix. And that's how we boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. CumulusBoost.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Useful Idiots, an informed and irreverent podcast with journalist Aaron Mate and podcast writer Katie Halper. Join Matt and Katie as they examine important news stories that have slipped through the cracks. Enjoy wherever you listen.
What happens when a liberal and conservative walk into a recording booth?
When I read your bio, I just thought you were a white man. I'm just like,
stereotype.
That's exactly right. Because when you walked in the door and you stood up and introduced myself, I was like, oops, oops, oops.
All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from driveezmd.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your easy pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your easy pass account. There, you just saved money with easy pass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your easy pass at driveezmd.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents 83 Weeks with wrestling gurus Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson. 83 Weeks dives deep into the highs and lows of Eric Bischoff's unparalleled success in the wrestling business. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Music.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit driveezmd.com to get yours today.
Spend less and have more with sweet deals today. You can save 50% or more on extraordinary restaurant product and entertainment and travel deals. Now that's sweet. Go to sweetdeals.com now to take advantage of huge savings. That's sweetdeals.com.
See, something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here. Ma'am, our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
Not good on convos? Why not listen to the latest in news, sports, and lifestyle on the Cumulus Podcast Network?
That's a great strategy. It's actually more like going on a walk with friends.
You'll become the eyes and ears to the world. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an Easy Pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your Easy Pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your Easy Pass account. Learn more at DriveEasyMD.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents the Believe family of podcasts covering the latest sports across all professional sports leagues and major college sports teams, with current or former players hosting. Just search for BLEAV podcasts to find your favorite wherever you listen.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and we want to make it even better with $1,000 towards your winter wish list. Use it for holiday shopping, holiday travel, a Clark Griswold-style holiday display, or treat yourself. Enter this national contest on our website for a chance to fulfill your winter wish list.
Real stories about real people on The Sean Ryan Show.
John Shrek McPhee, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
Been a long time coming, huh?
I thought I should have been the first guest.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an Easy Pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your Easy Pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your Easy Pass account. There, you just saved money with Easy Pass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your Easy Pass at DriveEasyMD.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Inside of You with host Michael Rosenbaum, the bald dude from the show Smallville. Each week, Michael speaks with his friends, some of Hollywood's biggest names, and discovers they're not that different from us. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Is exactly what Reliant Air Conditioning White Elephant Day is all about. Coast-to-coast Junes, Matty Beers, Baseball Sea Bass, and Sports Derm mixing up middays. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, the Diamond Factory, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Shout out to the player of the day, White. Tomorrow, the Invasion will broadcast from Merido Freedom Cup, benefiting Folds of Honor North Texas, brought to you by Rescue Air Heating and Plumbing. This tournament supports the Folds of Honor mission to provide educational scholarships to the children and spouses of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. To join the mission or donate today, visit northtexas.foldsofhonor.org. But before you do all that, this took a lot of time. Let's do the birdhouse.
Wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee
That's right. It's normally Corbo running the birdhouse, and we have changed the format a little bit. Send your birdhouse questions every week for Wednesdays at 11:30 on the invasion to birdhouse1310@gmail.com. We'd love it if you sent 5 to 10 questions and you get full control of the birdhouse. Given that it's White Elephant Day, we're going to spread the love today. So we'll get to a couple of different P1s. This first one comes to us from Patrick McGuire, who is a criminal defense attorney, and he has to have some horrible conversations with people, so he's looking for a little bit of advice. He wants to know how he should tell his clients that they are off to prison or maybe have to register on a new list that they weren't on previously.
Jeez.
Off to prison. That's pretty rough.
Yeah, how would you tell somebody that they are, they got to get on the white bus and chain up?
I mean, at this point, they would know that they have done something that would result in this, right?
Well, yeah, but you have to, the attorney has to have that conversation with their client.
Look, man, you're going to prison, dude. You shouldn't have done
it. Yeah, we're in trouble here, bud. I don't know that we're going to be able to get around this one.
Maybe you try to put a positive spin on it and you say, I have some good news. You now have an opportunity to pay your debt to society.
Brother,
you're great in orange.
Yeah, you're going to get so swole here in the next 6 months.
I'm glad we have Judge Junes here to like help us through this.
We all hate paying for meals and rent, and congratulations, you won't have to worry about that for a while.
Maybe the taxpayer will pay for you.
Maybe
think about that. We are all going to pay for you to eat and sleep.
Right. Maybe their crime's not so bad. They'll get a little rec time, a little yard time.
You might even run into someone that will help you in the shower.
You never know.
How would you
find new love?
Yeah,
there it is.
Love grows everywhere, Sean.
How would you like an extended vacation?
It'll be great,
unless you have to make some license plates.
Now hold on to my pocket.
That does sound awful, though, right?
I'm in for that.
Prison or telling somebody that?
I think like representing people that you know are probably going to take an L in their case because they're probably guilty.
Yeah,
and you've got to have those tough talks with them. I know, I suppose. Well, no, I bet you in many cases you're even a public defender,
right.
So you're probably not.
You have no care in this at all.
It seems like a rough, seems like reality bites, if I may.
Very much so.
And I don't know how you tell that story to them other than maybe they have league pass in there and you can get caught up on.
They have league pass in the gin pop?
Yeah, Netflix.
Where you go, hey guys, do you mind? I was trying to watch the Mavs tonight.
Yeah, the Hawks are playing Orlando, I think, tonight.
And the guy just hands you a spoon.
But it's on a 32-inch non-smart TV. Oh, wait, that's us.
That is us.
Well, at least it's HD.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know about Craig, Sean, and Bob, but I know my guy Matt will flip the bird every now and then at TVs, refrigerators, traffic. So what is the most embarrassing time that you gave someone the bird?
It's probably when I flipped off my mom in second grade.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I didn't know. And some kid at school told me that I should go home and do it. Or no, he said, go do this to the teacher. And so I did, and I got in trouble, and of course, how old are you in second grade? 8?
You get pranked a lot, huh?
So how do you know at 8 what that means? And so I had to go home, and I told my mom, hey, Mom, what does this mean? And she was like, oh, where did you do that? I was like, well, I did it to the Mrs. Eshelman, my second grade teacher. And she said, what? I should ask you. And some other little kid, I guess, who knew what it meant, had told me it meant that you like someone. So I went up to my teacher, and I was like, hey, Mrs. Eshelman.
I really like you.
Yeah, I get you too.
You twice as
so
much.
That's when I learned what flipping the bird meant. And that was embarrassing. Once I understood what it meant, I was really upset in second grade.
Has anybody ever bucked back out at you after you flipped them the bird, like in traffic or something?
Oh, yeah. I got a good story about that. So I'm in a left turn lane, and there's a guy next to me, a little bit ahead of me, and he's in a straight only lane. And then he starts to turn left. And he kind of cut me off like he was turning left, like he thought we both could turn left. And so I lay on the horn, and he stops, and he flips me off, and I flip him off. And he gets out of the car, I get out of the car.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
And I said, you're in a straight-only lane, not a turn lane. And he looks down at the pavement, and he looks up at me and goes, You are right, and I apologize for flipping you off.
No way.
Wow. That's probably the only time that's ever
really?
Happened.
That's the only incredible. Time it's ever happened. He got back in his car, and he turned and righted his car and went straight.
That's awesome.
I think the best bird story I would have, because I don't have a long career flipping people the bird. But
a big bird guy.
But Wisconsin was playing on Big Monday one night, and my buddy and I had to be there. And when you're in young high school, you're also obsessed with getting on camera on Big Monday because Dick Vitale's there, and you're just thinking this is a huge Big Ten game. The whole world's watching. Nobody would miss Wisconsin playing Minnesota in college basketball.
Of course.
1988. So I was there, and the camera did find us, and I panicked and just flipped at the bird.
What?
And because I went to the most strict Christian school in the history of the world, I was pretty sure that I had just signed my expulsion order. And had that, you just got called to the principal's office feeling in my head the rest of the night. I was just horrified that I had ruined my life and would no doubt have to go to juvie now because I'd flipped the bird on TV, and that was probably not what I was taught to do at my Christian school.
You didn't blame Bobby Knight? Like, look, I just learned it from him.
And well, I was going to say, the outcome is, despite feeling guilty for the next couple weeks, I never heard a word about it, meaning nobody was watching Big Monday.
Oh, and, buddy.
And I got away with it. And
it's kind of a yay boo.
Kind of, well, no, honestly, it was a great yay because I was sure I had ended my life right there.
How funny would it have been if your parents had been watching at home? Let's support Bob's school. And then they saw you pop up flipping off America.
Oh, Rob.
Oh, no.
That would have been bad.
Get a talking to from Doodlebug.
Oh, she would have been so disappointed. Maybe she's finding out now.
That question came to us from Stephen Allen. This next one from Andrew Robles. He has a couple of questions here for us. Since all of you have traveled and worked around the country besides family and work, what's the best thing about living in this area and the state of Texas?
It's really flat, so you don't have to go up hills a lot or worry about that type of thing.
Cost of living, probably, right?
Yeah.
You can buy a house or property here way cheaper than anywhere else in the country.
It's pretty cheap in Birmingham.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to say the most obvious thing ever. Winter is incredible here.
Yes, that's true.
Until it's not.
No. I've been here long enough. It's incredible here. There's might be a bad week every 10 years.
Yeah.
There's nothing like living down here in the winter. I support the Texas.
How about the reason that pro golfers always give for living here, that it's convenient to everywhere in America?
Yeah, especially if you're flying around.
That's, yeah, you're not a five-hour flight from anywhere like you are LA or New York.
Very,
as long as you're not driving, located. It's close to everything.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
you're driving,
it's
far from
it's
everything.
It's a hike.
As AI becomes more and more a part of our world, Nico Martini has a question.
Good dude.
About the advent of AI in radio. If the ticket did come to the point where it's all AI, you guys have just fed your voices into the AI machine and it spits out new wonderful sports segments every day and bits, would you spend any time listening to the station and seeing what your AI avatar had to say today?
No.
No.
I don't like listening to myself anyway, real Junior. There's no way I want to hear AI Junior. Probably be way better.
What if you got real sexy? Like real sexy Junior?
Okay, I'm in.
Like Dave's AI avatar on the run sheet?
Yeah.
He's just trying to seduce him? Yeah.
No, right. Wouldn't that be terribly frustrating for all of us to tune in and hear AI versions of all of us that have at that point taken our jobs?
I think you're still getting royalties from this.
Okay,
this
royalties.
Situation.
Okay,
yeah. Like mailbox
case.
Money or
yeah. No, you're getting paid. You're getting paid well, handsomely.
And I finally realized, my God, I offer nothing. Even AI me is struggling to come up with something.
You're sick of hearing about beer. You're like, God, I'm gonna stop
this
drinking
guy.
Beer.
What is wrong with this person?
I don't
get
agree
over
with
it.
A single AI. Thing this guy says.
AI Matt is just the sim.
What a clown.
He loves wheat beer.
Let's get
ridiculous.
Get a couple more in here from Andrew Carter. When did you finally feel comfortable doing radio? That moment that it all seemed to click, or you feel the nerves were gone? When did you feel like you finally made it? This one's probably more for you four dudes than Baldy and I.
I never felt nervous on the radio. I remember the first time I sat down in front of a mic in college to audition for the station that I felt like this is what I was supposed to do in life. And I always felt way more comfortable on the radio than sometimes in encounters just in life, because yeah, there may be a lot of people listening to you, but when we're just doing this, it's almost like you're just hanging out. And at least for me, I never envisioned that anyone was listening. So I was just talking to myself, which I do all the time anyway.
I was working here before I did college radio. And then I started working with my friends at KNTU at Denton. And that's where it all kind of clicked. Like, oh, this is actually fun.
Yeah, I'm like Matt. I never felt nervous on the air. And I think that's because I had 10 years of experience before I got on the air, because I was always practicing in my bedroom or, you know, doing play-by-play of my Nerf basketball games or my dice baseball card games or whatever. So I felt like I'd been broadcasting since I was 10.
That's true, yeah.
I was terrified when I got here. Absolutely terrified. Doing my own show at night, having all day, like you're being iced for a free throw or a field goal or something, and you're just in your own head, like we don't have anything for tonight. And honestly, when they paired me with Dan, his worldview was so good for me because he wasn't worried about anything ever, at least that I could tell. And over the course of time, that seeped over to where everything's going to be fine.
We still take it home, though. So I mean, Junes, you and I have texted about just every day we have a regret or two on the air.
Yeah, just because I'm not nervous on the air doesn't mean that I've ever feel like I've arrived or have perfected the craft or anything like that. Daily, I go home pretty much thinking, man, I screwed that up, or I shouldn't have said that, or I wish I had added that. Mm-hmm. So it's constantly a work in progress.
Let AI take over.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Or just believe in that 20 share, you know?
Let it wash over you.
All right. Yeah, that'll do it for the birdhouse.
Yay!
Woo!
Good job,
guys.
Thank you, Travis. Thanks for the questions, P1s.
Up next, first car talk.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your easy pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your easy pass account. There, you just saved money with easy pass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your easy pass at DriveEasyMD.com.
Oh my gosh, I'm adopting a puppy right now. But I realize what's at home. Oh no, I have nothing. Well, except unconditional love. But yeah, no crate, no pee-pee pads, no dental chews for his little puppy teeth. Before I doubt myself as a new parent, I just get Instacart to deliver everything from PetSmart. Easy, just like raising a puppy is going to be, right? Get Pet Essentials from PetSmart with Instacart. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
9 out of 10 Americans are exhausted by our political divisions. Are you one of them?
This country's been through so much. Its people has been through so much. Why can't we fix this?
We're called to love one another. It can't be, I reject you as a person.
One Small Step pairs people with different beliefs, not to debate politics, but to have a conversation about their lives. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk, heart to heart. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
No, you don't need to buy oversized pants if you want to earn more money. Just listen to Bigger Pockets.
Because it's really just kind of a little bit of a cheat code.
The money-making podcast that has something for everyone. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your EasyPass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your EasyPass account. There, you just saved money with EasyPass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your EasyPass at DriveEasyMD.com.
Sweet Deals has an offer that can't be beat. Get instant access to Microsoft Office Home plus Business for Windows or Mac for only $39.99. This is a lifetime license valued at $219, an 82% savings. Supply is limited, so don't delay. Get your sweet deal today at sweetdeals.com.
When your business information is missing or inconsistent across the internet, search engines won't find you, and customers won't either. Help ensure customers see you and not your competitors. Boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. CumulusBoost.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Inside of You with host Michael Rosenbaum, the bald dude from the show Smallville. Each week, Michael speaks with his friends, some of Hollywood's biggest names, and discovers they're not that different from us. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your easy pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your easy pass account. There, you just saved money with easy pass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your easy pass at DriveEasyMD.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Putting on the Airs. Join redneck comedians Trey Crowder and Corey Ryan Forrester, two good old Southern boys, as they learn about and analyze fancy people and their culture. Half redneck, half posh. 100% fun and entertaining. Enjoy wherever you listen.
What secrets do the top athletes have to put them above their competition? Find out on the Ed Milet Show.
What's the difference between Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan or Steph Curry? They're always doing extra.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your easy pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your easy pass account. There, you just saved money with easy pass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your easy pass at DriveEasyMD.com.
The check is good, the experience is smooth, and the reviews online are wonderful at GiveMeTheVIN.com. They don't call us America's best car buyer for nothing.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What comes to mind when you hear the word gratitude? Maybe it's a daily practice, or maybe it feels hard to be grateful right now. Don't forget to give yourself some thanks by investing in your well-being. BetterHelp is the largest online therapy provider in the world, connecting you to qualified professionals via phone, video, or message chat. Let the gratitude flow. Visit BetterHelp, HELP.com/allstar today to get 10% off your first month. The Ticket Ticker.
Mary White Elephant P1's This Picks with Friends ticker is brought to you by Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm. Week 13 results are in, where Donovan, Dave, and Mino all went 8-2 in their battle for first place. In the three-man race for last place, there was a significant shakeup at the bottom. For the first time since Week 8, Matt McLaren is out of the cellar after a 9-1 week. The standings are as tight at the top as they are at the bottom. Matt's latest hot streak has taken him to a tie with Bob at 66-64, while Jubb has slipped to 65-65 and into last place. Mino and Dave are just one game back of Donovan, who sits at 77-53. Donovan trying to complete the second straight last-to-first campaign, following in Commissioner Kennesaw Corby Davidson's footsteps. This shakeup in the standings sent a shiver down the spine of the Friends this weekend as Matt resorted to mid-weekend updates, which led to an unfortunate exchange that ended with George referring to Matt as, quote, a bitch. The Picks with Friends email is loaded up, and with just 20 games remaining and one game separating three friends for last place and the other three friends for first place, every pick counts. Tune into the invasion tomorrow at 12:30 as the friends gather and make their Cowboys and Triple Play selections, and one person is closer to a New Orleans Super Bowl road trip. This Picks with Friends ticker is also a service of the Texas Rangers. Register to become a Rangers Insider now to get an early access to single game tickets before they go on sale this Friday. It's free to sign up at Rangers.com. Offer excludes opening day. I'm Travis Mejia with this Picks with Friends ticker on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership. KTCK-AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK-FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus Media Station. You could strike radio gold in a segment or during a ticket ticker. So never turn away from rubbernecking the wreck that is Reliant Air Conditioning White Elephant Day. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, The Diamond Factory, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Someone go.
12:02, it is White Elephant Day. Welcome in. We've got 3 hours to go with this crew. Craig Miller, Bob Sturm, Sean Bass, Matt McLaren, Ryan Baldwin, and Travis Mejia here on your middays. We're going until 3 o'clock this afternoon. So that will be exciting.
Uh-oh. Totally.
We'll go to our happy place with Junior here in about 20 minutes or so. But Sean threw out an interesting topic that I think everybody, I assume, at one point had to go through this of your first car.
Yeah, and you and I, we have 14-year-old teenagers, so we're 2 years away from having to figure out what their driving situation is. Or do we? Because it seems like kids aren't just champing at the bit to get behind the wheel, because I remember pleading with my father
no doubt
to get a hardship at 15.
I mean, the day I could get one, but I think it's different now because they don't do driver's ed anymore, right?
That's a great question. I know we had to go to a class.
Right, and I went during the summer and spent 2 hours, however, like 8 weeks or whatever, where you had to, you go with the partner, yeah. I drive for an hour, you drive for an hour.
Right? I definitely see those student driver tags on a billion cars around.
I wonder how real those are.
See, I think what I heard was that one of the big chain schools shut down, and so everybody went over to the other big chain school, and they have those yellow tags, which is why you see them everywhere.
So do you get like a slight discount on your insurance if you throw one of those on the back of your car?
Maybe.
I don't know. Well, I just got a new car this past year. And,
whoa.
Oh. Yeah, okay. I know, right.
Yeah, what was it, a McLaren?
Things have been
no,
good.
No, not a McLaren.
Oh, things Ferrari. Have been good.
No, the Ferrari is nice, though. But my previous car, my Jeep, had 287,000 miles on it, and I wanted to get to 300,000 miles. Because I don't know about y'all's first car. My first car was gifted from my father. I had a two-door, the rare two-door 1985 Jeep Cherokee. And it was an absolute piece. But the beauty of, I guess, that time in life where, you know, cars lasted a little bit longer, you could work on your car a little bit easier. I can't tell you how many times I've rebuilt the carburetor on that vehicle. Had to, replace the transmission. We had a cracked head. It was just a total beater.
Like those football players, cracked head.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And I don't know if it's just nostalgia or cars are so disposable these days. They're only built to last, 5, 8, 10 years, 100,000 miles or so.
It's not like in our day, Sean.
Exactly. Exactly. So I just wanted to go around because I had the 85 Cherokee.
Funny.
Yeah. Hysterical.
Hey, thank you.
But I'm guessing we all came up from, I guess, a similar socioeconomic background where we just didn't get, you know, a brand new
bunch of poories
pair of keys tossed to us on our 16th birthday. How did we go about acquiring our first car? Junes, I'll start with you.
So I got really lucky. It was just pure timing. When we moved in the middle of my junior year in high school from Oklahoma City to Dallas, that's when I turned 16.
Mm-hmm.
So we came down here like in November, and I turned 16 in December. And we came down here because my dad got a new job. And with his job, he got a company car. First time he had ever had a company car. And so all the cars just got bumped down. My mom got my dad's car. And because I was just turning 16, again, perfect timing, I got my mom's car, which was only about 2 years old. It was a Chevy Monte Carlo. And it was this exact car. I found it. You guys want to see that color? I think that color may have been champagne.
Holy moly.
That is a ride.
What a look boat. At that.
Yeah.
What a chick magnet.
A boat, yet it was a smaller car back then.
Hmm.
Today it would be considered a boat, but back then it was a two-door, smaller car.
Automatic or manual?
Automatic. And I thought it, you know, had bench seating, didn't have bucket seats or anything like that. It was your basic GM car back then with only an AM radio.
Yeah.
But I didn't care because I just wanted to hear sports. And that was my car, and I drove it all through college and until I got out of college and got my first job. So I had that car for 7 years probably, and I drove it into the ground. Constantly had tires that were losing air pressure, and I would just go to the the car store, and I'd get Fix-A-Flat, and I would just pump sealant in
there. Oh, that's beaten.
Like every 2 weeks because nice. I couldn't afford to get a new tire.
Right.
And rarely changed the oil in it. But when I got it, it was in really good shape. By the time I got rid of it 7 years down the road, it was terrible. But that was my first car.
So you weren't actively working on your car all the time?
No, not until much later, like 5 or 6 years into it.
Did your dad ever try to teach you how to do that out in the driveway?
No, he was not that kind of a guy. He was not real mechanically inclined. He was a yardsman. He liked to work in the yard.
Okay. And
plant things, but he didn't really like working on things, and I inherited that from him because I don't either. I'm not very good at that. I don't have a mechanical brain.
You see the evolution, though, of that passing it on from generation to generation. My boys are so doomed. Like, and then what are their boys going to be like?
Right.
Like, the ability to work on anything. My dad tried. I just didn't care.
Yeah.
And you'll care someday. No, I won't. Still won't. Mine first was a Pontiac Sunbird, which, honestly, looking at pictures, there was a time where it sort of was a Ford Pinto that they just either stole it or they bought the rights to it or something, because it looked like a Pinto, and with that curved back, and it was, it was a poor person's car.
Yeah.
And I got to drive it in high school. And definitely took my wife on our first date in that goofy looking thing. And I don't know what became of it because I didn't take it to college. They gave me their hand-me-down cars, but it moved. It went forward.
And really, so that's all you cared about.
That's all I cared about.
A to B.
Yeah, amazing.
It didn't have CarPlay in it. Huh? That's a joke because I'm 1,000 years old and there was no such thing as CarPlay.
Did you try to soup it up, though, in any aspect? Because that was a big thing in the 90s. I had a buddy of mine, good P1 listening now, Curtis. He had a hand-me-down Pontiac 6000. It was the biggest beater ever, but he put a Flowmaster on it. And you could hear this from like half a mile away. And in my crappy Jeep, I put like a CD changer in the back with like tricked out speakers because that's what you're supposed to do.
Big time.
I was going to say, if you had a disc man with a detachable face that you would
take
with you.
Awesome.
But you'd go over a speed bump and it would just, your CD would start skipping.
Yeah, but if you got the detachable face, nobody could steal your CD player because how would they play it?
The entire car theft community was brought to a grinding halt because he has a detachable face that's in his backpack.
Did you have the club to like
No.
Make sure nobody would steal your car?
I just didn't have a car nice enough to steal.
I used to beg someone would steal the car I had.
What'd you have?
My first one was a hand-me-down as well, where my dad had it for several years. It was a 1984 Delta 88 Oldsmobile.
Dude.
Big car.
Which is a monster car. Four-door, and it was white and had like a blue, not leather, but whatever weatherproof material the top was that. And man, by the time I got that car, I guess I would have been, my dad would have had it for 10 years, and then I got it. And that's when I drove around all through high school, and we called it the Beast. We called it the Land Yacht.
Hell yeah.
It had one of those old school, like, cigarette letters that you could plug in.
Yeah.
Of course, it only had a cassette player, and so I used to do where you had the Discman, but you could...
But the tape...
Yeah, you plugged it into your cassette. Anytime you wrote over anything, it skipped or totally turned off. Even the one that said anti-skip technology, that was not. You had like hold it in your hand so that it would move with the car. But that was my first one. And man, if that thing got up to 85, it would shake like crazy.
Oh, yeah. No, I had a natural governor on my Jeep. I don't think it could reach 80 at any point. Did you guys know the kid that had the brand new car, though? And we all low-key, even if they were friends, you low-key hated them, though, right?
There were some people rolling into the parking lot with Beamers and all kinds of stuff.
It's worse now, though, than ever before, because now...
Yeah, you know, Bob.
They're just handing them brand new cars, and it's the equivalent of giving the 8-year-old the iPhone, and they're like... showing it around in class, and before long your kid is claiming they're the only person without an iPhone in the class, and that then happens with cars, and we all need to collude as parents to stop doing this.
I would agree,
because it's a bad bit to just give them the world as early as you possibly can.
Did you give your kids brand new cars or no?
No.
Okay, good.
No, we're 3 for 3 in the used car community, and are actually getting cheaper with each kid, so
nice.
As opposed to,
sorry, Justin.
Hey, will it get you to soccer practice? I bet it will.
Are they still on your insurance though?
Oh yeah.
Oh buddy,
man, is that insane?
Beyond.
That was my graduation gift. Dad's like, you're no longer on my insurance. Congratulations.
Yes,
man. I didn't even think about that.
Dad talk is about getting kids off the payroll.
Yeah,
that's for sure. You can see that when you stand around the grill with other dads now.
It is, though. It's so true. Man,
here we are.
That was a good run.
2 years, Matt.
I didn't even think about that. I mean, he's already having a split stuff with my ex. Basketball costs and all kinds of other things. I didn't even think about car insurance.
But do you want to become the favorite parent and get them the new car?
Would you like to guess what a family pays for car insurance?
No. It's got to be, is it $1,000?
It's more than that per month.
Oh, buddy.
$100,000.
Less than that.
Oh.
For car insurance.
Yeah, I believe we roll in at about $1,300 a month.
Really?
No.
For five. Man. Five
okay.
people.
Still. Right, but still,
it's still ridiculous.
Well.
That's just too much.
Best of luck, Matt. I'll be thinking about you.
Well, I appreciate it. I'll be thinking about you.
Thanks. Ooh. There's some car talk.
Creepy.
On White Elephant Day.
All right, John, thanks. It is 12:14 on the ticket. Coming up next, we go to our happy place.
Don't look now. The Cowboys have won 2 in a row after beating the Giants inside Jerry World. It's the Cowboys' first home win of the season. Dallas is now 5-7.
You know, Rico was, I don't want to say excellent, but he was very good.
Rico Suave Dowdle.
It was a 2nd and 21 after a penalty 21. On 1st and 10.
A
face mask. Yeah, I'm like, okay, I don't want you running the football on 2nd and 21. He picks up the first down.
Yeah.
And then on the next play, I think he got like 13 yards on the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was a great day for Rico.
The start of the holiday season just makes our hot Cowboys opinions hotter. On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
When you go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, we treat you like a customer, not a number. We pay the most, we pay fast, and we take care of you because you're our customer. And that's why our reviews are awesome.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your EasyPass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your EasyPass account. There, you just saved money with EasyPass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your EasyPass at DriveEasyMD.com.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336, 800-444-9336, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-9336.
You didn't start a business just to keep the lights on. You're here to sell more today than yesterday. You're here to win. Lucky for you, Shopify built the best converting checkout on the planet. Like the just one tapping, ridiculously fast acting, sky high sales stacking champion of checkouts. That's the good stuff right there. So if your business is in it to win it, win with Shopify. Start your free trial today at shopify.com/win.
Ever wonder why your business doesn't show up on online search maps, but your competitors do? It's hundreds of things. Things that Cumulus Boost can identify and fix. And that's how we boost your findability. Cumulusboost.com. CumulusBoost.com.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your EasyPass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your EasyPass account. There, you just saved money with EasyPass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your EasyPass at DriveEasyMD.com.
Hey, it's Joe Montana. I'm here to spread the word about pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease, or IPD. If you're 50 or older, you're at increased risk, and vaccination is now CDC recommended. So what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia and IPD can be serious. So don't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and schedule today at vaxassist.com. That's vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
What happens when a liberal and conservative walk into a recording booth?
When I read your bio, I just thought you were a white man. I'm just like,
stereotype.
That's exactly right. Because when you walked in the door and you stood up and introduced myself, I was like, oops, oops, oops.
All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
What secrets do the top athletes have to put them above their competition? Find out on the Ed Milet Show.
What's the difference between Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan or Steph Curry? They're always doing extra.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
This White Elephant Day ticker brought to you by Frankel & Frankel, Deep Ellum Brewing Company's Dallas Blonde, and Frankel & Frankel, of course. Bad news for the Dallas Stars. Veteran forward Tyler Seguin will be out the next 4 to 6 months. He's going to undergo left hip surgery in New York tomorrow. Seguin placed on injured reserve earlier in the week after opening up the season with 20 points over 19 games. Meanwhile, the Stars try to extend their win streak to 4, skating with the Kings in L.A. tonight at 9 right here on the ticket. And now time for a joke. How many people does it take to change a light bulb in Germany?
I don't know how many, Sean.
Just one. Germans are very efficient and not very funny. Now, how many people does it take to change a light bulb in Poland?
I don't know. How many, Sean?
Just one. Germans are very efficient and not very funny. Dallas Mavericks clinched the 4 seed in the Western Conference side of the NBA Cup bracket last night after a furious fourth quarter comeback win at home over the Grizzlies. Dallas will take on the 1 seed Oklahoma City Thunder next Tuesday in the Cup quarterfinals. And I arranged a threesome this past weekend. Had 2 no-shows, but I still had a really good time. This ticker brought to you by the Diamond Factory, taken from Bob and Giorgio. It's simple. If you want to be treated right, get a great deal and a quality diamond in a zero-pressure, no-used car salesman environment. Go see the fine folks at the Diamond Factory, thediamondfactory.com. That is the Ticket Ticker. It's White Elephant Day. Take it away.
Beers past Bob Baldy and Craig and Travis. We're on such a roll for Reliant Air Conditioning White Elephant Day. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, the Diamond Factory, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
And a special thank you to Media From Scratch feeding us lunch today. Everybody digging in here. In the noon hour.
It's fantastic.
Delightful.
Man. We love Media. They feed us at the compound.
Heck yeah.
Great partners with us here at the Ticket, so thank you for the lunch today. It is the Midday Crew. The Ticket's White Elephant Christmas gift to the P1 continues. It's me, Bob, Matt, Sean, Ryan, and Travis. We're here until 3 o'clock. And in this segment, as Jim Nance once said to Nick Faldo,
go to your happy place.
We are going to go to our happy place because I found this really interesting and I wanted to find out more about my buddies here. This was in the Washington Post recently. It was a big article on job satisfaction in the United States. And as part of this article, there's this independent firm that used all sorts of data and info from the Census Bureau and satisfaction surveys, and they put together this big all-encompassing survey mainly about job satisfaction, who loves their jobs, who hates their jobs. But a part of this was the happiest places on earth, and they asked people to rate on a scale from 0, which is low or no happiness, no satisfaction, to 6, which is the highest score. All of these places based on how happy they make you when you're there, how meaningful they make you feel while you are there, and what level of stress you experience while you are there. So for a lot of people, if you would ask them, where are you happiest? What is the happiest place for you on earth? They would say, with my family, with my friends. That's not really an answer. We're actually looking for specific places. And so I'm curious to know where you guys have determined is your happy place. Where are you most fulfilled, the happiest, the least stressed out? So I thought we'd go around the horn, hear everybody's response, and then we'll go to down the list and see which were the most popular. Bob?
I would say outside in the morning. And I don't know what that means. Sometimes it does mean a walk. Sometimes it means golf. Sometimes it means reading on a patio. But in the morning, those hours where it's just starting to get going and you're outside, it just makes me happy.
Okay, that's a good one. I thought you might say golf course.
Let me be more specific. The first tee time when it's just you and a deer and you're walking 18... That is so happy, June.
Yes, it is. That's a good answer. Matt?
That's what I was going to say, is just being in nature without not listening to anything, just going for a walk and allowing yourself to take in, whether it's the wind going through the trees, or you might see, as crazy as this sounds, in the mornings I will usually just spend a few minutes watching the trees in the backyard and the birds come into the bird feeders, and there's the fractalness of nature really brings, at a deeper level, some pleasing emotions to the brain and creates opportunities for peace and contentment. And I would say that, just being out in nature and letting yourself experience nature with no distraction.
That's a great one, too. Sean?
I'm kind of similar. The disc golf course, either by myself or with my buddies on the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Just to get up in the morning, like as Bob said, when the sun's coming up, grab some coffee, get out of the house, have that drive that's like 15, sometimes an hour, we go all over, and you just have that quiet time of just yourself. Either you listen to your music, you have your own thoughts, and then you get out there, and it's not ass hot like it is sometimes, right? Like if we're playing in the summer, playing early is nice, and just, I don't know, getting out and getting fresh air and feeling the ground underneath your feet.
Okay.
We don't do that nearly enough.
I agree. I'm noticing a trend here. Ryan?
I think here's where the generation gap starts to come in.
Okay.
I'm just a tad younger than the crew here, but
scoreboard.
I know. I have a separate room in the office where I have my computer and all consoles and stuff, and there is something I think for people my age and younger to be said about the, especially when it comes to, now that I'm getting older, the single player aspect of video games, where it is a way for you, for however long you have, it's escapism. It is you turn your brain off and you can pretend to be the head coach of an NCAA football team as you are getting your team to a national championship. You can be doing some fantasy RPG where you're an elf archer or something saving the world. There's opportunities for you to just turn your brain off and not have to worry about the cares of bills or world wars or what happens to the planet. And it's nice to just be able to be there. And with the advent of the internet, you have so many options of what to do. So streaming, you can find anything you want to watch.
Like
it's,
what?
It's really weird to it I like, because I know you talk about
not as much as you used to have.
Well, thank you, Texas. Yeah, there's a lot of options that get turned off now,
such as
maybe a hub or two.
What? I don't know.
The whole
not familiar. So well, anyway, just at the computer or something where I can just like turn my brain off for okay. 3-4 hours.
That's a good one, Travis.
Hello, ma'am.
Yeah, I think we're seeing a delineation in age here, because I'm definitely more of the nighttime person. I also have two small children that live in my home that get up extremely early, and I just cannot beat them out of the bedroom. So yeah, my solace is at night in my office, whether that be working on audio for our dumb little show or playing a little guitar, listening to music, playing a video game. If I can just pull myself away in my office for an hour, I'm set. I'm good.
Okay. By the way, Tyler has taken over at the helm. He'll be on the board for the rest of White Elephant. Tyler, do you have a happy place? Would you like to chime in?
Yeah, I was going to say something similar to Travis. You know, after the kid goes down, you kind of get a second to yourself, and it literally feels like a second. Mm-hmm. You know, it just goes by so quick. So yeah, something similar to that.
I noticed the West Coast game was a lot cooler once I had smaller children, because you're not having to like go through dinner time if it starts at 6 or 7.
Right.
You can actually sit. They're in bed. You can sit down and watch the whole game starting at 9, 9:30.
And with baby, you can like a nice West Coast Rangers game while they're needing a feeding. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you've listened to me yap for any of these many years, you know my happy place is aboard my bicycle. It is freedom. It's the same feeling I had the first time I ever rode a bike as a kid. It just was, like you were talking about, Ryan, escapism. It's the closest thing I think humans get to feeling like you are flying, because your back is parallel to the ground if you're leaned over on a bike, and you are above the ground. Your feet are not on the ground, and you are flying, and the wind is in your face. And I've been riding my bike, you know, as my escape for, 45 years now, 50 years of my life, and I still ride 4 or 5 times a week, and every single day, I can't wait to get on my bike. And every single day, it's a pure experience of joy when I'm out there on the bike just seeing the world, and I love it. So, the survey done of Americans, the happiest place, this is in the Washington Post again. Number one, grading the highest on the happiness scale, the highest on the most meaningful scale, and one of the lowest on the stress scale, their place of worship. And that makes sense, because everybody's pretty much in a good mood there, and the vibes are good. But I was a little surprised, because it seems like religion is, over the last 50 years or whatever you want to put a time frame on it, has taken a little bit of a backseat in America. We don't go to church as much as we used to, but that was the number one response. The happiest place was place of worship. Number two was outdoors. And it said in parentheses, not at home. So
maybe that's the same place.
Could be, yes.
It could be. It could be your personal church in a sense. Mm-hmm.
That's what I've always told people about my bike rides. That's my personal church. It's my psychiatrist's couch. It's where I work out all my issues.
It's almost a form of meditation. All these things that we're describing, anything that allows you to put your brain at ease, I think.
Yeah. I thought this was interesting. Number three, someone else's home.
Really?
Yes.
I would never say that.
People are happy in other people's homes.
Like Peeping Toms are happy.
Man, they must have really crappy
outside the home. A lot of cases on that.
I think in childhood you go to your buddy's house a lot.
It was
that would always different food.
Yeah,
you know,
you're not being told to clean up or put
this
away.
Exactly.
Maybe that's it. The pressure's off if you're not at your place because you have to run the show at your place. But when you're a guest,
It's like a resort.
Yeah, right.
I'm very uneasy in other people's homes. Like, overnight. I don't like it.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I didn't like spending the night at my friend's house. I liked my place. Yeah. But I loved, during the day, going over to my friend's house. Number four, a restaurant or bar. That makes sense. That's where people go to socialize.
Not if you've worked in their service industry.
Oh, yeah.
Very true. Very true. If you're on that end of it, like you and I have been, and I think a lot of us have been, it's no fun at all.
Yeah.
Number five, on a bicycle. How about that?
Well.
My personal passion and my happy place ranked number five on this list.
The city biking, though,
that's
head on a
curious.
Swivel, height.
You ever get nervous or
worried about everybody?
Yes. Yes to all of that.
Yeah.
It's definitely better if you're riding up a mountain in Colorado or on a trail somewhere on the dirt, or you're more communing with nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as much fun riding in a city, but our trail system in Dallas and Fort Worth has gotten a lot better. I don't have to get on the roads too much anymore, which is good. It's much more relaxing. Number six, being in a car as the passenger.
Whoa.
Not as the driver. As a passenger.
No way.
Not for me.
I can't imagine anything more stressful.
No way.
I'm kind of with you. I prefer to be driving.
Yes.
Number seven, in a gym or health club. Number eight, at a store or in a mall.
Ugh.
What?
That sounds awful.
I would guess we do have a large segment of the population, women, who love shopping. Women. So maybe they answered. Maybe that's
sounds
shopping.
Like
if hell is real and you die, you end up just perpetually having to be in a mall.
Yeah, right. I don't really love it. I like going to the mall at the holidays when it's all decorated and doing your
like
shopping.
North Park.
Yeah, that's great. Then after that is walking, and then after that is in your yard.
Okay.
And after that, in a car as the driver.
Yeah.
And then a few more that made the list that were much further down. Grocery store.
Oh, dude.
I used to hate going to the grocery store. Now I kind of like it.
Grocery store.
I kind of love going grocery
shopping. When was the
last
time you were in the grocery store, Matt?
It's been a long time.
Go late at night. That's the best time to go.
Yeah, I used to when I was in college. I'd go shopping in the middle of the night.
See, one of the most stressful things is when I get sent to the grocery store with 10 items to acquire. And you have to figure out where they all are, and mm-hmm. you have to.
There's always a phone call,
and you hope you return with the 10 that she wanted, so you don't have to go back.
You don't get
to
see
your look of disappointment. And
I get texted the pictures of the exact item, so I can match it and know that I'm getting it right.
Smart.
It's very smart. Very smart.
Next was a subway or train, then school, which I never found to be a happy place at all, and almost at the very bottom is your workplace. But I would say we're fortunate in that our workplace is, for the most part, a pretty happy place.
We could use a window or two.
Maybe a TV upgrade.
Yeah, you know.
If you look out that window
better
and then
coffee.
That window through the other window, there's
talk
a window.
Talk back that functioned,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, most of the time it's a pretty happy place, especially on White Elephant Day.
Yay!
That's going to our happy place. All right, coming up next.
The 8-Bit Challenge.
The Ticket is in bed with the Dallas Stars. In your bedroom, game room, man cave, living room, heck, even your bathroom. Anywhere you have a TV, now you've got the Ticket and the Stars on the Victory Plus app. Flash your favorite ticket shows 24/7 throughout your house. It's like radio on TV through the magic of Victory Plus. If you don't have Victory Plus downloaded on every TV now, you're doing it wrong. Then listen to us, Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your easy pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your easy pass account. Learn more at DriveEasyMD.com.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
9 out of 10 Americans are exhausted by our political divisions. Are you one of them?
This country's been through so much. Its people has been through so much. Why can't we fix this?
We're called to love one another. It can't be, I reject you as a person.
One Small Step pairs people with different beliefs, not to debate politics, but to have a conversation about their lives. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk, heart to heart. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Ever wonder why your business doesn't show up on online search maps, but your competitors do? It's hundreds of things. Things that Cumulus Boost can identify and fix. And that's how we boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. C-U-M-U-L-U-S Boost.com.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your EasyPass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your EasyPass account. There, you just saved money with EasyPass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your EasyPass at DriveEasyMD.com.
The Putting on Airs podcast is half redneck. Well, laugh a little, even when posh. Ain't you fancy for being a fan? Follow and listen on your favorite platform. No, you don't need to buy oversized pants if you want to earn more money. Just listen to Bigger Pockets.
Because it's really just kind of a little bit of a cheat code.
The money-making podcast that has something for everyone. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and we want to make it even better with $1,000 towards your winter wish list. Use it for holiday shopping, holiday travel, a Clark Griswold-style holiday display, or treat yourself. Enter this national contest on our website for a chance to fulfill your winter wish list.
Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit DriveEasyMD.com to get yours today.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents 83 Weeks with wrestling gurus Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson. 83 Weeks dives deep into the highs and lows of Eric Bischoff's unparalleled success in the wrestling business. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents the Believe family of podcasts covering the latest sports across all professional sports leagues and major college sports teams, with current or former players hosting. Just search for BLEAV podcasts to find your favorite wherever you listen.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your easy pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your easy pass account. There, you just saved money with easy pass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your easy pass at DriveEasyMD.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Sturm in the center of the Reliant Air Conditioning White Elephant Day, along with Junes, Matty Beer, Sean Bass, Baldy, and Travis. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, the Diamond Factory, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Shout out to the player of the day, Marino. Thanks for being by the channel during today's annual Reliant Air Conditioning White Elephant Day as a reward for being a good, strong P1. You and a guest could find yourself in a suite for the upcoming Cowboys and Bengals game on Monday, compliments of Miller Lite. Just text KICK right now to 22126. That's KICK to 22126. Coming up here on White Elephant Day here, we're going to play a little game. But I did want to, before we get to that, talk about the big major announcement from this morning, as it was announced that Dirk Nowitzki will be the honored guest at this year's Ticket Stop.
Okay.
Let's go.
How about that?
So it's our last Ticket Stop because he can't do better than that.
I don't know about that.
And then it's the final chapter. That'll be awesome, man.
That's right. So Plano Events Center, next February 21st and 22nd. Of course, Saturday night will be the Ticket Time Wasters, brought to you by Macho Self Storage. And new this year, we're going to have a Ticket Stock Beer Garden featuring multiple taps. I'm sure that has absolutely nothing to do
really?
With Maddie
Prairie Dog Matt.
No kidding.
Okay.
Lots of ticket merch and swag. There'll be free gifts for the P1s who get there early. Get your dump buttons ready, because joining us on a roundtable on Saturday will be the Ticket's own Corby's own, the great Barry Switzer.
Whoa!
Will be joining us.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's go. Barry Switzer.
You ever heard of him, Junior?
Oh, yeah.
Will be at Ticket Stock this year, the Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock 2025 Plano Events Center, February 21st and 22nd.
So both of our big guests have statues. Dirk has the statue.
Incredible.
And I assume Barry has one up in Norman.
Somewhere.
There's a lot of statues in there.
Barry does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has
he
to.
Does. Yes. I used to remember when people carried pictures in their wallets.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I used to carry a picture of Barry Switzer in my wallet.
That's awesome.
And I showed him, I think, one day, and he thought it was weird.
I had Emma Sams in mine.
Did you?
Some girl.
I don't know why.
I don't think I've ever carried a picture in my wallet.
I think I have one in mine right now.
Of?
My wife.
That's boring.
Prove it.
Okay.
We need an SEC coach in there.
Right. Or an SEC Matt would be even better. All right, let's get to our fun game show here.
Oh, no, never mind, I can't show that.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. We played this one on the Invasion before. It is the 8-bit challenge. So what I will do is I will play a video game 8-bit song of a Christmas song here. And since there are four fellas in there, I'm going to ask you to use your name.
Those are real.
Emma Sams from the Inside Sports pictorial in the 1988.
You carried that picture around?
I was 16, so I was really interested in a few things.
Was she modeling in Oklahoma?
Sorry.
No, I love it. This is probably better than the game show. So what we'll do here is I'll play an 8-bit version, like the old video game, of a Christmas song, and you each will use your names, Bob, Craig, Matt, and Sean, to buzz in. I'll have Ryan Baldwin be my judge of who buzzed in first. So let's start, and let's get this thing rolling. 8-bit Christmas challenge.
Matt! Carol of the Bells.
That's correct. Carol of the Bells.
All right. Well, I win, so great segment.
Don't worry.
We have
back to fajitas.
Don't worry. We've never had a twist end where Matt doesn't get to win or is not allowed to win. So let's go on to
Craig.
song number two. Too early, Craig.
Ding, fries are done.
A little too early. So song number two.
Craig. Oh. Jingle Bells.
Incorrect. Craig, you are now out. Oh.
Sean.
Oh, that's misleading.
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer.
That is correct. We have 1 point.
Okay.
On the cold one.
I didn't realize guessed incorrectly, you were out.
Yes.
Well, you can't guess again. You can't guess again.
Man, we played this on an island once, and you just got killed. So,
man.
Cutthroat.
All right. So 1 point for Sean, 1 point for Matt.
You got killed?
What if that was the rule? Wouldn't be so happy to jump in right away.
No, you'd be very careful. Yeah.
Like they remake the Deer Hunter and this is the Russian roulette type game.
Go a little bit differently, I think.
Nope.
All right, song number three.
Matt.
Bob.
Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
That is correct. Have yourself.
That was good, man.
Merry Little Christmas.
Thanks, Bob.
Have yourself.
Bob.
A Merry.
Is that Daddy?
That's awesome.
I wish it was. I wish it was. See? He's here already, so man, it could be.
I feel like it's a tie between Bob and Sean right now for the funny one.
I mean.
Sean, or who got that right? Matt, right?
Yes, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, just want to assign points. All right, you guys got to catch Matt because I can't allow him to win any games. Song number 4.
Craig.
Go for Craig.
Oh, I thought I was out of it.
Bob.
Matt.
Bob.
I saw Mama kissing Santa Claus.
That is close, close enough. I saw obviously. Mama kissing Santa Claus.
Wow! Mama's kissing Santa Claus!
Just
want to
play the worst part of the
such
song.
Such a weird song.
Yeah.
Like the little kid thinks it's awesome and just pictures his dad off somewhere like, man, Mom's cheating on you.
It's the Christmas Vacation bit. Because Russ finds... his dad trying to cheat on his mom in the mall with underwear lady.
Can't see the line, can you, Russ?
Look, Russ, no lines.
Song number 5, as we have Sean with 1 point, Matt with 2, Bob with 1, and Craig with 1 point.
Matt, Last Christmas.
Boy, I knew you were going to get that one. It's
I gave
so
you my
your
heart.
Alley.
Look at Isn't me. That Wham?
Mm-hmm.
It is indeed yeah. Wham.
I just listened to this yesterday.
No way.
Change the lyrics, but yes.
Again, no way.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away.
Moving on. Let's go on to, I've lost count of how many I've done. I think this is 6.
6?
Yeah, 6.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
And he nailed it.
God, he's so holiday.
He's running away with this.
I really am.
He really is. Well, he's a veteran of the game.
Maybe Matty Christmas is a new one.
I could be getting all of these if I hadn't taken myself out of the competition.
That's fair.
Great.
Well, then we're going to skip that one because that was not the 8-bit
version. Uh-oh.
Sean. Oh, dang it.
John Lennon.
Bob. Indeed. Oh, Bob, it's already been answered, Bob, but thank you.
He doesn't
you.
Know the name.
So this is Christmas. Christmas
no.
song, right?
It's Merry Christmas War
okay.
is over.
Oh, no, it's not.
Now screw me.
Oh, I'm sure I'm right about that.
No, you're not at all.
It's not?
No.
Maybe you don't know.
I think this one is about the Cold War. Yeah, see?
This might be about the Cold War.
Finally, it's
pretty
finally
sure I'm correct.
Point
about
for Baldy.
The Cold War. All right, let's get to
yeah, good job, Baldy.
The greatest of all the Christmas songs, not...
Oh, my favorite.
Sean.
And I can't answer.
Having a wonderful Christmas time.
Yep.
Indeed.
Simply
it
having.
Is.
Love it.
Simply having.
This is a cool song, too.
Mm.
It's got that weird, like, electric heart.
Love it.
We should have just gone down your top 10 songs of all time and made fun
somebody
of
somebody that champions Starship likes this.
Right.
I'm stunned.
And Wham, who was just Wham, listening yeah. to Wham yesterday.
Man.
This is AM radio right here. I can hear it. Rolling right through the AM radio.
This song was featured on a spin-off of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer 2. Awful. Awful song to go along with an awful movie. One last one, and let's finish it off with a classic.
Matt. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Man.
You're a mean
Mr.
one.
Mr. Grinch.
I mean, he kind of ran
Mr.
away with
Grinch.
This one, guys. I don't
yeah,
know what to
did.
Tell you. Matt is the it's king mean. Of 8-bit.
Congratulations,
if I hadn't
Matt.
Been suspended by the league, you're I think I could have won.
Thank you, guys. Mr. I appreciate it.
All right, that's it for 8-bit Christmas that. Here on White Elephant.
Whoa! And coming up next, we have a little fun with...
A special guest.
Ivan Rodriguez. Oh, good.
No. The Ticket is calling all college football fans to make your voices heard. You can help decide the winner of the 2024 Davey O'Brien National Quarterback Award. Follow Davey O'Brien Award on your Facebook, Instagram, and X, and like the posts highlighting your favorite QB. Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward, Quinn Ewers, or Dylan Gabriel. For more details, visit DaveyO'Brien.com. From Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your easy pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your easy pass account. There, you just saved money with easy pass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your easy pass at DriveEasyMD.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Inside of You with host Michael Rosenbaum, the bald dude from the show Smallville. Each week, Michael speaks with his friends, some of Hollywood's biggest names, and discovers they're not that different from us. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Are you exhausted by our political divisions?
The climate that we're operating under has everyone on the defensive.
A lot of people wouldn't even think we should be here talking to each other, but I'm sorry, I disagree.
One small step brings two people with different beliefs together, not to debate politics, but to talk about their lives. Join us at takeonesmallstep.org, because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Useful Idiots, an informed and irreverent podcast with journalist Aaron Mate and podcast writer Katie Halper. Join Matt and Katie as they examine important news stories that have slipped through the cracks. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow, nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your easy pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your easy pass account. There, you just saved money with easy pass, all without slowing or receiving a notice in the mail. Well done, thrifty driver, well done. Get your easy pass at DriveEasyMD.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents the Believe family of podcasts covering the latest sports across all professional sports leagues and major college sports teams with current or former players hosting. Just search for BLEAV podcasts to find your favorite wherever you listen.
Driving in Maryland? Did you know an easy pass from DriveEasyMD.com can save you time and money? Of course you did, because you are a thrifty driver. An antenna reads your easy pass transponder and automatically deducts the toll from your easy pass account. Learn more at DriveEasyMD.com.
The ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Welcome to Talkville.
I'm just starting to have night sweats.
It's going to be a rough ride.
That's why I gave away my three roses this season.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform. Be the first to hear what everyone's talking about.
The Grammys.
The election.
Entertainment. I don't even know what this show is, but because it's blowing up on my feed, I'm going to have to watch.
Did you watch the game, though?
It's the Cumulus Podcast Network. Follow and listen on your favorite platform. Hear that? That's the sound of saving money with Easy Pass. Free transponders plus lower tolls make Easy Pass the perfect holiday gift. Visit driveezmd.com to get yours today.
Sweet Deals has an offer that can't be beat. Get instant access to Microsoft Office Home plus Business for Windows or Mac for only $39.99. This is a lifetime license valued at $219, an 82% savings. Supply is limited, so don't delay. Get your sweet deal today at sweetdeals.com.
Ever wonder why your business doesn't show up on online search maps, but your competitors do? It's hundreds of things. Things that Cumulus Boost can identify and fix. And that's how we boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. CumulusBoost.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents the Jim Rome Podcast, calling all clones. Jim has new content for you each week, including fresh interviews with the biggest names in sports. Enjoy wherever you listen.
This ticket ticker is me. It's Bob. Hi. And I would like to dedicate this ticket ticker to the Twitter account of E.M. Hudson, who about 3 years ago tweeted, "Dudes can literally just sit around and name old sports players and just have the best time." And I could not agree more. Dudes who have played for our teams, maybe we have a thought or two in our memories, but would went away, and you kind of need to hear the names to kind of bring it back to you. And you also complain we talk too much Cowboys, so we're leaving them out of this. So here are 10 dudes from the Dallas Mavericks that I wanted to name to maybe help you with your conversations at work today. So here they are. Here's 10. Kyle Collinsworth. Dan Dickow. Evan Eschmeyer. Steve Alford. Pat Sleepy Cummings. Bernard James. Michael Kidd Gilchrist, remember him?
Oh, wow.
Antoine Rigaudeau, Wang Zhuzhu, and who can forget Kostas Antetokounmpo?
Most definitely.
Now, 10 dudes who skated for the Dallas Stars that might help you with your campfire tonight. Donald Audette. Little Alan Bester in goal. Gerald Diddick. Scott Glennie. Yarmir Yager was a Dallas Star. Remember that?
Season
not
in
not
like
long.
10 games.
Valery Kamensky. Bad trade. Big game Dan Kesmer. Willie Mitchell. Didn't really work out. Lyle Odelein. And how about Kirk Muller?
Finally,
since they won a World Series recently, we'll let the Texas Rangers kind of bring up the rear here. Here are 10 Texas Rangers. Ross Detweiler.
Lost Detweiler.
John Karanka.
Got him.
Mike Karp. What about Michael Choice?
Arlington Zone, yeah.
Taylor Teagarden.
Carrollton Zone.
Ricky Lede. Ian Desmond was a Texas Ranger.
All-star.
I think that's 7. Julio Borbón. Luis Alicea. And finally, by popular demand, Frank Catalinato. This ticket ticker is certainly brought to you by somebody that I don't know right now, but I'm Bob Sturm, and I hope you're enjoying Ticket White Elephant Christmas.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket, broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership, KTCK-AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK-FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus Media Station.
It's not our usual lineup, so expect the unexpected all day today during the Reliant Air Conditioning White Elephant Day, brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, the Diamond Factory, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Just about 1 o'clock here on Ticket White Elephant Day, you're listening to the original Kings of Comedy, better known as Middays, here on this holiday edition of White Elephant. Sean Bass, Junes Miller, Bob Sturm, Matt McLaren, Baldy, we got Travis, we got Tyler, we're just hanging out, having a great time. Coming up in a little bit, what do we have on the docket, folks?
We have Baldy and then Carman.
Oh, yes. A 30-year-old music phenomenon, which we'll get to in a bit. But right now, we believe we have a special guest. I don't see him, though.
Yeah, so last week, as I was filling in for the Musers along with Elf and Sod, we had an E-break that featured EA during Why Today Doesn't Suck. And that is where...
An EA break. As some people might say.
Absolutely. And Why Today Doesn't Suck is rife with E-breaks because it's fast-paced.
Dude.
And sometimes you mispronounce something, and this happens.
Yeah, 15 minutes a game in the playoffs for Mr. Haywood there.
Averaging, what, 2.1 points?
Averaging,
how many minutes did you play, Travis?
I'm just...
He averaged 3 points a game. Right. He averaged 3 points a game.
Those 3 points, if you didn't have those 3 points, we might have not have won the finals. Who knows?
You're right.
Yeah. Might have not have. How about Ivan Rodriguez? 53.
Ivan?
Yeah.
No.
It's Pudge, I know.
It's also not Ivan.
It's also not Ivan.
Ivan the Great Rodriguez. Russian.
I think it's going to be interesting to see if EA has started his race too fast and if he has the endurance to...
Yeah, I think he sprinted out of the block.
How long have you
been in a marathon?
How long have you been in DFW?
I've always heard Pudge, so I don't...
This dude went to the Hall of Fame.
But I've known him as Pudge. I never called him Yvonne.
Ivan.
Ivan Rodriguez. That's incredible.
Jimmy Rollins is 46.
Not Jimmy.
And he quickly tries to move on and keep going to other baseball birthdays. And he was the winner of the E-break. But I was contacted afterwards by a gentleman who was very upset because everybody was clowning on EA for not recognizing that it was Yvonne and not Ivan. Hmm. Well, joining us now is Ivan Rodriguez, who is here to prove us all wrong. Ivan, why don't you come sit down over here and
go ahead and...
Oh, wow, what a treat.
Da, dobre otra, American white elephants. I am pleased you have allowed me on radio program to correct mistake. I did play in MLB. Very offended by lack of recognition. The one they call Fish? You are big seaman head man, yes?
Well...
Apparently not if you do not know Ivan Rodriguez. Bob.
Yeah.
You are the Sterminatrix, not guy in next gulag over. I expect better from leader of many sportsmen on X, formerly known as Twitter.
You know, you really don't sound like much of a Rodriguez.
Of course not. Rodriguez is not